It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
I'm just picturing Ronald McDonald with a big net and, like, a motorboat just scooping out fucking
New Orleans people.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Welcome.
Yo.
Welcome.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Jody Sweetens Tiatz.
We have Steven.
Andy Reid got fired already.
Who?
The coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
And apparently he knew on Friday. The owners said they didn't want any more of his dead kids in the training facility.
Ayo.
Oh.
And Kevin.
Happy birthday, Jamiroquai.
What?
Never thought I'd hear that again.
The band or the guy with the hat?
The guy with the hat.
Stupid guy with the hat.
Is that his name?
That's also the name of the band.
It says his name is J.K. J-A-Y-K-A-Y. English musician, born 1969.
I went to school with a Mike K.
Uh-huh.
But if you said it, it sounded like you were saying Mike A.
Yeah.
Like the letter A.
Because you don't want to put the
no
differential between the Mike.
Because you sound like an idiot if you go Mike K. So you just say Mike K.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I would just say Mike K.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's it.
So what's going on, guys? This is our last show.
Ever.
Ever. No. before 2012 is gone. Where did it go?
Well, we made sure we got everything, you know, off our chest this year. And next year we're going to not do that.
Exactly.
We survived the end of the world as well.
Does anybody have any New Year's resolutions that they can share?
Well,
I mean,
looking at you, Steve.
I plan on not drinking.
Shut up.
Oh, well, that was mine.
Oh. Is that your resolution, Steve?
Well, I mean, like, I'm going to drink, but not alcohol.
I'm going to have, like, water and like, you
I
know.
Mean, is water okay?
I will ingest liquids, but
apple juice.
Caffeine-free coffee.
I'm calling it quits.
Really?
Yeah.
Policy.
Health reasons, right? Just, well, not that you're in bad health. Just
general health.
Alcohol is not very good for you.
Yeah. I just had enough of that shit.
Yeah, you know, we're 32 now. It's you know, well, by we, I mean everyone but Kevin.
Hi.
Kevin, what's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I don't have one.
Oh, you don't do that shit?
No.
So what, you don't believe in Santa? You don't believe in the Easter Bunny? You don't believe
in
New Year's resolutions?
I am Santa. I have pictures to prove it.
That's true.
And it's in the newspaper.
Okay. Oh, you made the paper?
I made the paper.
APP?
It's hanging up on the Sim Household's refrigerator.
Wait a minute. Asbury Park Press or the Courier?
I don't know. I just saw it cut from the paper.
It's definitely a ledger.
Or the Star Ledger.
It wouldn't be the first time I've been in a paper.
Yeah, it's true. Or a movie.
Or a movie.
Yeah.
Or documentary.
I got to watch that again.
Famous.
Kevin was on the movie The Wrestler.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. With our good friend Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney.
Now, I heard you could do a really good impression of Mickey Rourke.
Of Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
It's tough.
I've heard you do it. And it's fantastic.
All right, I'm going to turn the music down.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Might as well just go right into it, right? What's the guy's name again?
Mickey Rourke.
Okay. How you doing? My name is Mickey Rourke. I'm the governor of Minnesota. I got some plastic surgery, McMahon. He does look horrible.
You know that took really me right bad. Back to the days on the set.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On the set.
Going to catering with all the...
Did you actually see him? Was he there?
Yeah, he was there. He was there and he hung out with everybody.
Oh,
he was cool.
Did you shake his hand?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Introduced myself.
Did he look scary?
What?
He looked scary.
He looked small.
Yeah.
And it was funny watching him try to practice stuff because he wanted to be able to do the moves.
Yeah, until he started doing it and he was like, all right, fuck this.
Well, they had a wrestler, Tommy Suede, who used to work for the WWE. Mm-hmm. He's from the Wild Samoan Wrestling School in Pennsylvania. He was the guy
kind of coordinating the matches, and he was he if you saw in the beginning of the movie, Mickey Rourke wrestled a guy with a mohawk. That was Tommy Suede.
Okay.
Behind the scenes of the movie, he was also the guy putting together Mickey's matches, and he would stand in and do stunts for him as well a few times. And while I was there, he was trying to teach him how to, you know, vault over the top rope from the outside in and into a head scissors. And mm-hmm. Mickey really wanted to do it, but he wasn't as mobile as Tommy was. And in fact, Mickey struggled to get down the ramp at the end of the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It was interesting. He was a cool guy, and yeah. he hung out with everybody.
Did he have his autograph?
Marissa Tomei, on the other hand.
Wanted nothing to do with you guys.
No. They snuck her in the side door and covered her face so we couldn't see her.
I wouldn't even... If she walked in the door right now, I wouldn't even know who the hell she was.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, unless she took her top off. And then okay. be like, oh, you were the wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh, I know those cats.
Oh, you're that stripper from The Wrestler.
Up, I'm changing my login name.
Why?
Marissa Tomei's tits.
Oh, there you go.
Stokrats.
I would suck them.
Yep.
Tits to crats.
I'd pee on them.
Yeah. Matthew, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, 1920 by 1080.
I love it. That's my favorite one.
Hey, oh.
What does that mean?
It's a good one.
Your desktop resolution on a computer.
Yeah. Got it?
Got it?
All right.
Wait, so what does the size of a desk have to do with anything? Mm.
The top of it?
You mean? Is that the top of the desk?
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying nerd jokes here.
No. All right. So that's it, huh?
What about you, Dirk?
I said I was going to try and stop drinking soda.
Oh. Mm.
It's really not good.
So you are actually happy with shitting your pants, so you're not going to quit that?
I wish I could.
Satisfied.
Though I am going to try and start up a new medicine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Marijuana?
Yeah.
Marijuana?
Yeah.
What one?
East Coast Dank.
That actually probably would help you, actually.
It can. In certain states, I would be eligible to receive medical.
But you don't want to move.
No, I don't want to move, and I have no desire to smoke medical marijuana.
Why?
Because I just, you know, if I want to get high, I'm going to do heroin. That's just how
there
I am.
There you go.
All
go right to the top.
That's how I lost all the weight.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Yeah, so I'm going to stop the soda. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty gross.
I do. I stop every now and then.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And I get bored.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm bored. I want a soda. Mm-hmm.
And then you show up. And you show up here with a silo of soda.
Yes.
Yes.
And a silo of water.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that water level stays the same by the time the show's over.
Well, that's a lot of soda.
I finish both these every time.
Yeah.
This. There we go.
It's a lot of soda.
Good. See.
What kind of OZs we got on that soda?
Yeah.
That guy.
Man, how do you not piss your brains out?
I do.
God damn.
So, all together.
That's one thing I miss is having to pee.
Oh.
Because I don't really have to pee because I'm always using the bathroom. So, it just comes out throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm never just like, oh, man, I got to pee. Because if I pee, I, you know, the other stuff too.
Oh.
It's a very quiet show today.
What's yeah, it is.
I'm sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. What's wrong with you, Kev?
You look great.
You do. Thanks. You look fantastic.
Are you guys?
Like a million bucks.
Well, what happened?
Just congestion.
Oh. Yeah. You going to be okay to throw back some beers tomorrow?
Well, he threw back beer before we even got here. And
yeah, pounded a beer and a hot tea before we came here.
A hot tea.
And a half a fucking gallon of Mucinex.
Yeah. And a whole handle of Mucinex.
I like how if I'm drinking and I have to take my pills, I make it a point not to drink beer to take the pills. Mm. I'll get a glass of water and take my pills and then continue drinking.
Does
my
it
beer.
Really make a difference?
No, but it makes me feel like I'm not going to die. Like, you know, I really shouldn't be drinking with this, so I'm just going to take some water.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people on the chat room.
Do so we?
You know.
Goodness. We have the courtesy flush people here.
You know what else mean? You know, 2013 is around the corner.
By the way, how great Steve's hat.
It means.
Look at this.
There's it a lot of like those fucking stupid award shows are going to be starting now.
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, like the.
Remember last year? Like every fucking.
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday it was like the something. Grammys, the Oscars, the Spirit
Tonys.
Awards, the Tonys, the fucking. I don't know.
The BET Black Honors.
The fucking. The Jimmy V Awards.
VH1 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, shit. The Jimmy V Awards.
Jimmy V. I don't get it.
Who's that?
Is that Sports Reference?
Well, kind of. It's okay. Like some like weird
like Lou Gehrig's disease patient or something.
Oh, really?
It's really not an award
what
thing.
What does it mean? Where is it?
Maybe cool. Derek has something like that.
What? I probably have something. There's no reason somebody...
Pooh Derek's disease. Pretty gross.
It was a quiet show.
You got to put up the show
Don't
symbol.
Don't laugh, guys.
The show symbol has got to be your before and after picture of your giant fucking gullet.
No, I'd rather not show that.
Please do.
No.
Like, you look like you're wearing a mask of yourself.
Yeah.
The Derek mask.
You should be proud of that. You should share that.
Yeah.
I don't think the kids are.
But he's not proud of like how he lost it.
Like, it's almost like if you had a big penis, being proud to show that
out
off.
Of his anus.
Yeah. With me, almost as if I had.
Almost as if. Anyway. You packing, Derek?
Nah. Oh. Irish curse. I'll bag no pipe. Right, Kev?
Right.
Yes, I have big balls.
I can't take a shit without my balls taking a drink.
Yeah. It was really bad. It was really bad for me. Yeah, every time I sit down, they're just, you know.
That's gross.
They're fucking. See, wading in the kiddie pool.
See, you know? Not every time, but in the summer. It's
Yeah,
that's why I like when the
okay,
seat,
hang on a second. So I'm
is,
sitting
cold.
In the same room
okay.
with at least two out of the three other guys next to me where their balls have touched the water when they sat.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I have to, like, you got to pull that muscle that makes your scrot go up.
Yeah.
And you, but the thing is, you're sitting there on your phone and you're, you know, doing whatever, and you loosen up a little bit, and then, you know, the balls start going down. Before you know it, it's, like, cold. And the tingly from the hairs.
You might as well just get electrocuted.
Yeah, and then you just gotta.
What the fuck is wrong with
you
people?
It's the same jump. Like, oh,
see, that's why I don't shave my balls. That's why I don't shave my balls because the hairs touch the water first.
It's like cat's
and
whiskers.
I can feel it. Yeah.
warning shot.
Ballskers. You guys are fucking
if
sick.
A cat's, if both sides of a cat's whiskers touch the sides of something, they won't go in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because again, they know they can't get the rest of their body in.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance that you've shit on your balls. Like, your shit just slides down your balls into the bowl.
No.
No.
But I'm sure that I have your shit in the bowl and then have dunked my nuggets in.
Yeah, that's like you stir them up.
Wait, so in Steve's mind, your balls create like a water slide for your shit.
Yes. Uh-huh. And they just zip down into the bowl.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking gross,
but
though.
Derek's
like runaway rapids.
I literally, my balls don't go past my thighs when I sit in the toilet.
You got small balls.
Yeah, I'm all ball. No ball, all pipe.
Yeah.
Or something. Matt, you have this problem? Or are you at least with me?
I got big balls and big cock.
So you submerge everything?
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, everything just drops right in the toilet.
Yeah, but Matt's belly touches the water.
But the water... But the water line's got to be pretty high. Like, like I'll actually see, like, a toilet with water that's too high, but like, oh.
Yeah.
That's, you should. I'm treading on dangerous like water there.
Don't feel like taking a dip. Sorry.
You two should just drop a bar of soap in the bowl before you.
Well,
so
what?
It's sanitary when your balls
you're
are
shitting
floating.
It anyway. What difference does it make?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
And then you wash your balls in the sink after, and you're fine. It's not different.
Well, the worst was, and you guys can go ahead and act like you never heard this story.
Oh boy!
Just yesterday.
You're right.
I was going to.
They're sugar free.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was going to our local Stop and Shop to pick up some batteries, and I had to use the bathroom.
Oh, no, Stop and Plop.
Yeah.
Stop and Plop.
It was Stop and Battery.
What? Their bathroom is a little, you know, questionable.
Sketchy.
Yeah, it's a little sketchy. You know, there's like swastikas all over the place. And,
oh,
yeah,
what's wrong with that?
Well, not wrong with that, but.
Don't
yeah,
shit
I,
here,
I think,
Jew.
Yeah, I think the swastikas were actually from 1944.
Oh.
That's how old the bathroom
my
is.
My God.
So the Burger King right before it was just remodeled, and they have a clean bathroom. Mm, a new bathroom.
For now.
Yeah, so I walk in there, and I'm just like, okay, and I'm starting to gurgle because I'm getting close. I got my GPS poo going off.
Hang on, time. A remodeled or not, it's a fast food joint.
Don't
so that should be a warning
it's
sign.
Better than Stop and Shop's bathroom.
Okay. I shit on the bench outside. Go on.
I know. And the mushrooms grew out of it, right?
Yes.
So I get in there and I just see like this like poo crime scene. There was no toilet paper. Somebody was in there and had to take a wicked dump because they did. And they used the brown hand towels to,
paper towels.
Yeah. The paper towels, the brown
to wipe their
really
dump
hard, to coat the bowl and to wipe. And it was sitting there and it wasn't flushing. Mm-hmm. And now at this point I'm committed. Yeah, I have to. It's either that or it's going to be running down my leg as
I
walk.
Do you
in
think
the car.
They tried to flush it and it wouldn't go?
I tried to flush it and
you
it wouldn't go.
You should have just shit in a sink.
Yeah, well, there was no lock on the door. That's another thing.
Ugh, you should have just shit right in front of the door so when the next person came in, he just fell in the rain.
And so, yeah, I had to poo on somebody else's poo.
Wow.
And I grabbed my scrot and I held it up.
Yes, you did.
I did not want that anywhere.
Derek, you know what you got to do for the show and take pictures? Take your bloody mucus shit on the floor of a fucking white tile bathroom, all right, at a restaurant, and then throw, like capture a mouse and, like, throw a dead mouse in there or something, or a dead cat, and just leave it there.
A dead cat. Yeah, so let me just go in the backyard and find a dead cat.
A month ago, I could have helped you with that mouse thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, so it'll just look like I shit out a mouse.
Why didn't you flush?
Some kind of crazy game.
I tried to. It wouldn't go down.
It wouldn't go down.
No.
It was that big?
Yeah.
Would I miss that part?
I don't know. There was a huge dump, and there was big rolls of paper, not rolls, but, you know,
wads
gobs of paper
towel. Oh, that's why.
That shouldn't be flushed down a toilet.
So then you shit on top of what was already in the bowl. So that was that was a McDouble.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
It was.
A McDouble.
Yes. And oddly enough, a McDouble is what caused the shit to begin with. So that was my yesterday.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
So how's everyone's Christmas?
Pretty good.
It was all right. That's right. We missed Christmas, didn't we? Yeah, okay.
That happened.
Yeah, it was there. It came and it went.
Yeah.
You know, kid got a lot of stuff. I got...
nothing.
Cookies? I did get some gelt and Hanukkah cookies for my mother. Because I'm 6.25%.
Oh, that and she's 12.5% Jewish.
Yes. So...
Mazel tov.
Yes, exactly. Yes, every year in my stocking I get... all kind of Jewish things. Mm-hmm. Dreidels or cookies or gelt. So I have that going for me.
By the way, Clutch wants to know, why can't we talk about those shit stories when he's here?
I don't know.
We're keeping it classy.
Well, let's count up all the times he's been here and figure it out.
Oh. Well, there's usually a shit story on every fucking show.
Well, it has to be when your fucking producer bleeds constantly out of his anus.
Nah, I'm not doing too bad.
All right, good.
Yeah? You're doing all right lately?
I'm doing all right, except for yesterday.
Why don't you have something? What's in my bag over here?
No. That's kind of why I didn't.
In which bag?
Is that a McRib, by the way?
No. I was thinking about getting one, but.
You should have. You could have ate it on the show.
Yeah.
Dude, Clutch has been posting pictures of. He's had at least six since the show.
At least.
He posts them every time he eats them.
Yeah.
There's at least six or seven pictures of new ones.
Two at a time.
Yep. Double fisting.
He definitely is committed to that.
Hey. God bless him.
So where did everybody go?
You only had two.
Christmas.
I stayed home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was home. Then I went to the aunt's house. You know. Pretty boring.
I had an interesting Christmas Eve situation
that
occurred.
Mm. Save us.
Well, my chick and I were going to her parents' house for Christmas Eve, and I got a phone call from California. Mm. So I ignored it because I just figured it was
California.
Telemarketer or some stupid.
You
like
want
that.
A cruise?
And they called right back.
I thought that was an indie wrestler.
I ignored it again, and they called right back. So I pick it up, and they're like, "Hi, we're calling on behalf of Pro Flowers about a recent order you placed." I'd set up to have a bunch of chocolate-covered strawberries and flowers and stuff sent to her parents' house, and I figured we'd be there by the time it was delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to worry about putting a name or anything. Well, the operator says, "We have a very angry man on the other line that wants to know why a stranger is sending his wife flowers. Could you please... would it be okay if we told him who the sender was?"
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get decked when you walked in the house?
Oh, no.
You sending fucking flowers to my wife, asshole? It was a centerpiece.
Well, they were delivered separately, which ended up making the situation even weirder because...
Oh, so it looks like you got two.
Yeah.
There's two things sent to
the house. Well, the strawberries showed up, and they were really confused and didn't want to eat them because they didn't know who it came from or what happened.
Oh, shit.
And then...
terror berries.
And then they left to go pick up the food for dinner, come back and there's a box of flowers sitting at the front steps, and that's when they really got freaked out.
Wow,
who gets freaked out by that though?
Well, there's no name attached to it. It's completely anonymous.
Anonymous.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they even allow you to do that.
Yeah.
Well, one of them came with a card that just said, "I'm thinking of you," and you're supposed to put your name there with the card, but I didn't bother. So the card still went.
It just said, "I'm thinking of you," and had no name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Steve, what would you do if Kev sent you that stuff?
Oh, I would quickly narrow down the list of people who probably sent it and murder them.
All of them before explanation.
Yes.
The black guy that massaged your wife.
I would want to get to the bottom of it, and I wouldn't care if you were at the top.
Ooh.
Is that some kind of gay thing?
I like that. Sure. Christmas is pretty boring now, by the way.
Yeah, it really is. It's horrible. I guess because we missed Halloween here due to Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, this year did feel kind of empty without Halloween.
It really did. Because, you know,
I
Halloween.
I still keep thinking about it. I'm like, wow. I'm like.
Halloween always kicked off the holidays.
Yeah.
It was Halloween. And then it was always, you know, oh, as soon as Halloween's over, here comes the Christmas shit. But you still got Thanksgiving to deal with.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving was, you know, a little empty and weird. And Christmas just came and went. And I didn't feel like Christmas.
You know how hard it is to get rid of 3 dozen bags of candy where I've had to put a razor blade in every single box?
Razor blades are expensive.
I know.
At least you can use them over next year.
I think Christmas is
reusable
just
razors.
Getting shittier because we're just getting older.
Well, that doesn't help either.
Nothing.
I got a snowblower.
Did you?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow.
For my chick's parents.
You can do the whole road when it snows?
No.
You're going to be that guy?
It's one of those that's just...
knocking on everyone's door?
Hey,
I got a snowblower. You want me to do your driveway? Do you have that much of a driveway?
You just
pay
for gas. No, I don't have a driveway.
You don't have a driveway?
I do have a long walkway, though.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's electric, so I can't really go door to door and be like, hey, can I just plug this inside real quick?
My neighbor had my old neighbor back in on Wilson, you guys know. He had an electric lawnmower, which I always thought was weird.
It's stupid.
Yeah, he's mowing the lawn. He's got this wire behind him, and he's always shaking
it. We used to have one of those annoying.
Yeah.
And then he accidentally submerges it in the koi pond.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi, Andy. I always said he sounded like Don Knotts.
Really?
Yeah. That's kind of where the hey, Andy comes from.
Oh, okay.
Because he would always say, hey, Andy, when my father pulled up. And we're just like, hey, Andy.
Did your wife get my flowers?
That was you son of a bitch.
Anyway. Yeah. So what did your in-laws or future in-laws say when you went
Did they
there?
Choke you out?
Oh, no. I told the operator that it was me and to please tell them and apologize on my behalf. And they were happy about them.
Okay.
You know,
they ate them.
They put the berries out for dessert and good times were had by all.
Now that we know they're not poison. I like inedible arrangements. Those are good.
They're great.
They're expensive, though.
Like the fruit ones and shit?
Yeah, they're really fucking expensive. Like, I got one once. It was like $50. It's literally like an oversized coffee mug.
Yeah.
With like a couple things sticking out.
No.
Some That's chocolate dip pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they look kind of bigger on the website.
That's what she said.
But yeah, they are delicious.
Yeah. All those places you can order from Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries and all that goofy shit.
Sherry's Berries.
Always looks a lot better and a lot bigger than it actually is.
Well, like most things in life.
Sure.
Yeah. Like taking a good angle of a dick shot.
Like Matt's cock.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I hear Matt just fucks the hole in the bottom of the toilet every time he shits.
A hole in the bottom of the toilet.
Speaking of Matt, the way he eats his fries and shit.
Yeah, what about it?
I actually want to suck on his fingers when he's done.
Really?
Yeah. Like you can
do
just,
it.
What is that?
I can just hear the salt on him when you're putting him in your mouth next to the mic. I just want to eat your finger. Man, maybe shove it in my
try
butt.
One of these. Hold on.
Oh, that is nauseating.
Oh, I know.
Oh, jeez. Which one's your mic?
Oh, geez.
Oh my God! No, that's sexy as hell.
Yeah,
sexy as hell.
A little floppy fry in his mouth.
Mm. That was a soggy one.
It was. I could tell.
Ew.
Hey, so I got a little fact here.
A fact?
Oh, okay. Nice.
An aristo fact?
Yeah.
On this day?
And Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
Executed.
I call him Saddam Insane. I don't know if you guys.
Well,
oh, big guy.
Yeah.
Funny you say that.
Okay.
We actually had a wrestler who wrestled with us who went by the name Saddam Insane.
Yeah.
And he was about this. He was about, what, like 6'3"?
Oh, about 6'5".
He's and
a big guy.
He had an enormous belly.
Oh, yeah.
So he would wear little trunks and just let the gut hang over.
It looked like he wasn't wearing anything.
And he always had a manager.
He had like the Peter Griffin belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't see his junk.
But he was really hairy. Like all over hairy, yeah.
Oh, he must have been a joy to work.
He's like Pakistani or something.
Oh.
Yeah, so they'd
Pakistanis.
Always...
Pakistanis?
Just real greasy looking, Stanley. Real hairy. And
I'll find pictures of him.
Before every single match, they do the promo of like, this is the a prince from, you know, related to Saddam Hussein. And they actually had a flag, an Iraq flag with Saddam's face on it.
Wow.
And they would have him do a pose down before every match. He'd take off. He had like a vest, like a military looking vest. He'd take it off and just pose for everybody, and you just see his like stretch mark.
This is actually after he lost some weight, because he was much heavier than this.
Yeah,
Derek, I'll just show you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's probably him down about 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he wore smaller tights than that, from what I remember.
Can I look this up? What is this?
Saddam Insane.
Saddam Insane. I'm sure. Yeah.
There's many big pictures.
Yeah, he had a lot of very entertaining matches with the Patriot.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Usually ending up with him getting a wedgie and then getting spanked. very entertaining stuff.
But
while you look that up, does anyone know what year Saddam was executed?
What year he was executed?
It was
quite a few years after 2007.
For the benefit of people watching at
home. With flash photography?
Yeah, that is a disgusting gut.
But again,
his balls are almost hanging out.
Yeah, they really are right there.
He did lose considerable amount of weight.
So he was even bigger.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that is not
2006.
That is not me circa 2004. All right.
And it looks like this disco ball is in the ring with
him. It virtually is.
Yeah. You can stand on the middle rope and touch it.
Nice.
That's how close it was.
Somebody should have did that. Somebody should have jumped off the rope, grabbed it, and like power bombed it.
I just need to point out the fucking rub burn marks on the insides of his thighs.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Look at how fucking sexy that is.
Oh, God, that is so disgusting.
Harry, if you're listening, we love you.
We do love you, though.
I don't know you, but you're gross. But God bless him for doing that.
Yeah, well, working where you got. Can you believe it was 2006? It was that long ago.
Yep.
That was a long time ago.
It just feels like
we got him in what, 2003?
Feels like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, 6 years ago, huh?
Yeah.
Almost seven. Pushing seven.
Wow.
He's dead.
Well, he died.
Was that on this day? Is that
he died
on this day?
Executed December 30th, 2006.
Wow. Didn't even make the new year.
No.
See, what if he had a New Year's resolution? New Year's resolution was to take
no more
back,
genocide.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm turning a new leaf. And then it was like, nope, sorry. You're dead.
I was like, oh, damn it.
Poor Saddam. Got a feel for the guy, don't you?
Yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah. He didn't like really kill us, you know.
He meant well.
Yeah, he was killing what are they called? The fucking Shiite
sinners,
Who cares about them?
Kuwaitis.
His heart was in the right place.
Yes, I hear you.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
My fart's gonna be in the right place.
My fart will go on.
Will it?
Yeah. Well. God, it's a slow show.
Yeah.
It really is.
Really, yeah.
Why don't we get to that list? Speaking of your heart going on, I heard the Titanic released a 15-year anniversary 3D.
Did it?
Yeah. 3D version of the movie.
Yeah.
And I happen to hear that there is a list that talks about it.
Well, let me bring that up.
Yeah.
This is a list of 34 things from 2012 that made you feel old.
First off, why 34?
I don't know. I'm guessing it was just a large collection.
The person that created it is probably 34 years old.
Maybe. The first one, which I actually found the most interesting, and if you could put the camera on me if it's not already. The woman on the Blink-182 album was arrested this year, and this is what her mugshot looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks...
I'd still do her.
Yeah.
When did that album come out, Blink-182?
God, probably 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably what they're talking about.
Come to think of it, I think I've seen her drinking at Ted's Tavern before.
Yeah. So she's probably, late 20s in the picture, and now she's early 40s.
Well, let's see.
She was a porn star, right?
She looks like she was.
I mean, I would do her in both pictures.
I believe you.
Yeah. I mean, if she was wearing the makeup from the first, from the album cover right now, she'd probably be
now. Which all right, so this came out in 1999, this album.
Oh, 99. Okay.
Yeah, so 13 years ago.
Derek, would you do her in both pictures?
First one, sure. Second one,
sure.
Second one's a little.
I mean, her hair is fucked up. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
and the
she's granted, got like that old lady dip.
Yeah, she's
on her
that.
Cheekbones.
Mm-hmm. So what?
So it's like
Derek
sucking
is,
in.
Derek is not into older women at
Derek
all.
Derek is not into women at all.
In 5 years, she's gonna look like Skeletor.
She already does.
She's getting there. I won't say fully.
I mean, the tattoos are a little hot.
Okay, now granted,
a little excessive actually.
Granted, this is a mugshot, so it's not like she got to do
her
hair. And
she actually
makeup.
Looks.
Yeah, there's
decent.
No good mugshots.
Mm-hmm. No,
she actually looks fairly decent. In
if she
the
did some makeup, did something different with her fucking hair, I don't know what that fucking Blanche Devereaux look is, but
Blanche Devereaux, full name.
She got a little bit of a beak nose, thin lips. That's the only negativeness.
I'd like to see another picture of her.
Like now?
Yeah.
Preferably with areolas.
Bear with me while I try and find it. I found a good one, but of course I went to the picture and
it's a fake.
It doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
I don't even got her name here.
So she's just Blink 182 girl.
That's what I looked up. Let me see if...
You think she still has that butterfly tattoo?
Yeah, I think she's probably got 60 more of them.
Yeah, it looks like she's got a lot of them.
She looked like she knew where she was going.
Yeah.
How does she look like she has full-ass lips in the left and then not in the right?
Because she has lipstick on.
Yeah, but that doesn't make your lips bigger.
Sure it does. You add a little extra...
You just put the lipstick on the lips you have, no?
It's called strokes.
I love strokes.
I like stroke victims.
Yeah.
I like having sex with stroke victims.
Oh.
Janine Lindermolder.
Okay, so
Lindermolder.
Oh, well, not that that matters.
You judging?
Yeah, because Derek wouldn't be race trading or nothing.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, here she is.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
Wait, how old is that?
Can
picture?
You send it to my phone?
That looks pretty recent.
Yeah, that looks pretty recent.
She looks
older.
She looks pretty old.
Yeah, she looks like she could be a grandma.
I like her hair there. There's definitely extensions there, though.
Okay. Does that really matter?
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Yeah.
She's still passable.
She's more than passable.
I'd pee in her butt.
Well, can we post that picture on the Aristocrats page?
See, now her tattoo looks like T-knot.
P-knot here.
T-knot.
I think she looks better on that picture than she does on the left. Not that.
No,
not the mug.
No, stop it.
Yes, yes, you wiener
Get
boy.
Get the hell out of here.
Just because you don't like women.
Wiener boy.
Doesn't like women.
It's one of my favorite insults.
Wiener boy.
Wienerville.
All right, what else is on his list?
Didn't you want to see a naked picture of her?
Oh, you have one?
I'm sure she was a porn star, so I'm sure there's one out there somewhere. Let's see.
He said he wants one with areolas.
Dude, areolas. I tweeted that the other day. I'm tired of girls saying, like, their posts, like, booby pics. Then you click it, and it's just them with their cleavage. That's not a booby pic.
Yeah.
I can do that myself.
Yeah.
I can look at my own booby pic in the mirror. Booby pics mean nipples.
And you actually probably have bigger boobies than them.
Whoa.
I want to see like a little sprout hair on the nipple.
Sprout hair.
Like that detail. That's a booby pic.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
But I don't want to see what I see at the gym or anywhere.
Bless. All right, already I'm grossed out.
Oh, God.
You found one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look at how fake.
Oh, they went through the nipple with her fucking implants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, she got them a long time ago.
Yes.
Wait, scroll down again.
Yeah.
Come on.
She looks
no, this
awful.
Isn't her, right? Oh, yeah, it is.
It is.
All right, she got the thing. This is before she got them.
And we're going to be getting...
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Finger in the box.
Can you send that to my phone, please?
We're probably going to get kicked off Ustream.
Her tits are lopsided.
Yeah.
Right.
You
she's
think
gross.
So?
Yeah, she's pretty horrendous. That was a scientific exploration there.
I don't care. I'd still do that shit.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'd slap that old belly around.
That old belly.
Number two, the cast of Full House reunited for their 25th anniversary.
Yes.
25 years.
Did you see the picture of Kimmy Gibbler? Ugh. Hideous.
Yeah, she didn't age well.
Oh, she looks the same as she did on the show.
You look at Jodie Sweetin.
Wait,
look at
we might get kicked off Ustream for showing this.
Why does she look so much older
than how come I'm
girls?
In the picture?
She looks older than the aunt bitch.
Than Lori Loughlin?
Dude, Lori Loughlin looks good.
Name? She's all right.
John Stamos is still rocking.
He looks fantastic.
He's a hint. My wife's all about that fool.
Who's the guy in the back?
Dave Matthews.
I'm guessing a
That's the husband.
No, that was the boyfriend of...
Yeah, and they got married with a little
older
spinoff
tits.
Oh, I thought maybe Kirk Cameron was trying to get his way in there.
Now, what's her name, Kirk Cameron's first name?
What? Candace?
Candace Cameron, that's it.
But look
at
Jodie Sweetin.
She actually was hideous after the show ended for a long time.
Yeah.
And then came back.
But she got real, real fat after the show.
Yeah. But the fucking aunt,
Jodie Sweetin and her fucking
mercy.
Drug
look at
drug
the
addictions.
Size of the titties on there.
She's kind of a pig. If you scroll down more, she's got like a floppy belly.
Yeah, get over it.
She's had two kids.
Fuck
which
her.
One? This one?
Yeah. She was like hot and then now she's falling
She
apart.
Was like the she's like the best looking one of
she
the
is.
Group.
All yeah. I know is that Kimmy Gibble looks like a fucking cancer patient.
She looks awful.
She looks older than
than Bob
Saget. Lori Loughlin.
Where's the Olsons?
She actually looks like a
they're dead.
She looks like a giraffe neck.
Given
she
does. Good actors drugs so they die.
They're tied up in my basement.
But Stamos is a stud.
Oh, yeah. He's always going to be.
Have mercy on the ant.
Have mercy.
And Steve's behind him.
Have mercy on the ant.
And Bob Saget looks like he don't want to be there.
I'm sure he doesn't.
Where are the twins at, though? I notice they're not
there. The twins are right in front of him in the white shirt there.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
There now.
Talk about disproportionate implants. My God.
No, those are real.
What?
Those are real.
What are you talking about?
Those things are floppy, soggy fucking milk sacks right there.
Now they are because she had two kids after getting them.
I like how they get the fucking boyfriend, but they can't get the twins.
Well, I don't think the boyfriend was doing anything.
The twins either are doing drugs and don't give a shit, or B, they just don't give a
shit. I'm going to go ahead and say they're banging rails off black dudes' cocks.
Most likely.
That's just me, though.
Number three. A lot of these are just, hey, look what this person looks like now.
Yeah, they're pretty.
The kid from Problem Child.
Mm-hmm. Who looks like a red-haired gingered Matt. When
he does. He does.
And
well,
yeah.
Yep.
Him, Matt, circa 1996.
Seriously.
Actually kind of looks like me and Heath Slater combined.
Yeah. One man band, baby.
Jeez. Yeah, and he actually looks like a serial killer.
Yeah, he does not look good.
Looks like Buttnick from Salute Your Shorts.
Bobby Buttnick. So strange.
So,
yeah. Anyway.
Redhaired people are weird.
Wish I had a hairline.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. It's not even that great of a hairline, but better than
that. That's not going anywhere.
Oh, believe me, Matt would pay for that.
Mm-hmm. No, you can.
These days.
Yeah, actually.
You got enough money in the bank for
By
that.
By the way, that movie was awesome.
Bosley.
What movie? Problem Child?
Yeah.
Both of them. Classics.
John Ritter
is dead.
He's gone.
Oh, wait, was it John Ritter? No.
Yeah, it was John Ritter.
John Ritter.
I'm thinking of...
it was John Ritter.
Parent Trap?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Clifford with Martin Short.
What? That's weird.
I would never think of that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that had Charles Grodin or Groban, whatever his name is.
Fartin Short.
How do you mix those up?
I don't know. They were both about two little kids.
Nigga, you retarded.
Number four, as Matt said... 15 years after its original release, Titanic was re-released in 3D. My father saw it. He said it was completely pointless.
He didn't like the movie?
The 3D. It was like, he's like, every once in a while they would do a shot and like a glass would come out of the shot or something. Like, it wasn't...
Wow.
I mean, movies really have to be made for 3D in order to really enjoy it. And then number five, and it says, and this is what Leo looks like today. It's a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio. Everyone knows
exactly
what he looks
like.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, he's aging pretty well. He's also the most underrated actor in Hollywood.
I'll tell you what, I don't like much of his things because he always just looks like a kid in his dad's suit.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. You're gay.
But, no, I'm not gay. But he's in Django Unchained.
Yeah, which is now your new favorite movie, so now he's all of a sudden a great actor.
No, he did very good in it.
He did very good in every movie he's in.
Okay, go watch Shutter Island and then let me know.
Okay, that's a good movie.
No, it was a good movie.
I never even seen
it. But he looks like a little fucking kid in the movie.
I don't care what he looks like. He's a great actor.
Sure, he is. Okay. But he's always going to be the kid from Gilbert Grape with a suit on.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No. He's going to be the guy that can bust
that's
out
how
Boston
you, That's
accents.
How you remember him. But
yeah.
He is
or Basketball Diaries.
I could say he probably is hands down the best actor in Hollywood next to Tom Hanks.
I'm not saying he's a bad actor. I'm just saying he looks like a kid.
I don't like him, but every movie he's been in is memorable.
Is epic.
Sure. Every one of them. But I don't like him.
Isn't he snubbed for some award
too?
Well,
there was one movie that he did that wasn't all that good. I can't really remember it.
Titanic?
Oh, no, the Dukes of Hazzard with Johnny Knoxville.
Said everyone
Titanic.
Memorable.
Oh, I see what
you did.
The CD turned 35 years old.
Which
this
is weird.
Year.
I think I just discussed a couple weeks ago my very first CD was Aerosmith Big Ones.
Yeah.
That's the very first CD I ever owned.
Mine was Wayne's World soundtrack and Criss Cross.
Okay. Criss Cross will make you jump.
They will. And they did.
Mine did they make you tear your pants around?
Never jumped again.
Exactly.
Mine was Rob Zombie, Dragula, whatever that CD.
Dragula? Wow. Yeah. Is that Hellbilly Deluxe?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
98.
Dragula. I remember one time I was listening to K-Rock or one of the rock stations that was around, and they were airing a Rob Zombie concert live.
Oh, boy.
And I think it was on AIM or something. I was talking to you. I said, oh, Rob, there's a Rob Zombie concert on 92.3, and you just say, why? I was like, hey, it doesn't sound too good. You're like, no, he can't sing live. It's horrible because he runs around and he's out of breath and...
Who, Rob Zombie?
Yeah,
and his singing is very intense, so he's going to, you know...
It's like he's blown up after the first song, apparently.
He's good. He's like a rock ICP, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess
he just can't...
It's all show and shit.
Meow. Jesus Christ.
That was me.
Oh, Eminem turned 40 this year.
Jesus Christ.
But more importantly... 40 years young.
But more importantly, his daughter, Haley...
Is hot.
Is 17.
Sexy.
Oh, that's it? Yeah.
17.
Oh, never mind. I'll keep my mouth
exactly.
shut.
No, dude, you could bang a 17-year-old Jazzy. Mm-hmm.
I thought she was older than that. But
you just can't take pictures of her
She
naked.
Does look very good.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
And
how about that?
I'd pee in her butt.
I'd pee in her butt.
In a non-sexual way.
And she got some pink and black Turu Dude stockings back there.
What?
Up there.
Those are horns.
Yeah, those are devil horns.
Those girls are wearing horns.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the same girl?
Because they fucking, as they les out.
I guess that's why there's an arrow pointing.
Finger bang each other.
Dude.
Bite each
stinks.
Other's labias.
Oh, fuck you.
What's wrong?
It smells like.
It doesn't smell any worse than your feet.
Pure and true shit. And in December, apparently, she took down Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Via Twitter.
Oh, fuck me. Really? Is that what she
it's
said?
Really bad.
Is that what she tweeted?
That's what she tweeted to Taylor Swift. Fuck me. It's really bad.
It really ain't that bad.
It's pretty bad. And I'm not going to read her tweets. It's dumb. She was just making fun of Taylor Swift.
For being a whore.
And then...
you really can't concentrate?
No, yeah, it's really...
It's not even like one of my worst ones.
No, it's just like
hasn't
lingering.
Gotten to me yet.
No, you don't want it. You don't want it.
I'm congested.
Thank God.
It's pretty sweet.
I actually waved it and it's worse. Number 10, S Club reunited this year. And again, I don't know what that is.
Let me see some pictures.
S Club?
I only know it because my little sisters were really into it.
Is that like a boy band
or
something?
It was one of those like pop acts with a TV show, but I think they're from Britain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had a show on ABC Family years ago.
All right, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know them.
Just keep Eminem's daughter on there.
Jeez, you pervert. Fucking weirdo.
Lizzie McGuire had a baby.
She's hot.
So what, is her show still on? Or is her real name Lizzie McGuire?
No.
No.
Wouldn't you know, Derek?
I mean,
all right.
No.
Can we see a picture of her, by the way?
Or
the picture of the show, anyway?
Yes, here's a picture of her with her, gorgeous baby boy.
I would love
she
to
looks like
feed
a mom.
Off those breasts.
No.
No.
Her awful sweater.
Oh, okay. That'd be on my
she's
floor.
She's terrible.
It's a bad sweater. It's a fucking,
who's
a
fucking
Siberian tiger.
It honestly looks like she made that sweater in Weeblo's fucking
latchkey.
Not even her kid would suck her tits.
Wow. Yeah, look at him. He's like, leaning away. He's like,
get me away from those
I'm
things.
Fine with a nook.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, shit. I was caught seeing with her again.
I would suck her tits.
And then
who is she again?
Lizzie McGuire?
Hillary Duff.
Yeah. And her sister's hot, too.
Mm. Yeah, her sister looks exactly like someone we used to hang out with. Oh. I'll get to that later.
Okay. And this is what the little brother looks like.
Oh, God.
Which, again, I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah, that
he's
one
a pack
that
of
one
nobody
know.
Even cares about him.
Yeah. The Mighty Ducks movie turned 20, and they showed a picture of
hideous
Goldberg.
Oh, is that George Lopez
on crack?
I used to play hockey.
It's very rare that when you look at a picture of yourself, you would prefer being chubby.
Yeah, he does look pretty beat.
What?
Random.
I
gotta get
right
rid
there.
Of some of these scary windows.
Dude, what the fuck is going on?
Dude, he looks like a fucking straight up
what
massacre guy.
Pong turned 40.
Oh,
yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, because that was before our time.
Yeah, know? that felt like that they would be older than that.
Yeah, it felt old by
Pong,
the time we
Pong
were.
Pong was 1972.
Well, 40 years from now. So, well,
wow,
before now.
73.
Brad Pitt turned 50.
That doesn't shock me either.
That motherfucker's old.
He feels like he's been 50 for about 4 years.
Yeah,
now.
Well.
Yeah.
And he's falling apart quick.
Lindsay Lohan's first mugshot turns 5.
Nice.
Oh,
that would be this one here.
Bunk on her.
And believe it or not, she looks better there than she does now,
yes.
Not in a mugshot.
Yes. She's pretty awful.
I would spunk on her.
And they have a picture here. They don't give her age, but the original Gerber baby, that's her there.
Oh, man, she's old.
She don't look much different.
Steve, would you spunk on that one?
How about if she had a fucking tattoo on her neck then, would you?
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta flip the old image, but the mouth is almost the same.
Yeah. Wow, yeah,
that
what happened?
Semi-stroke face or whatever she's got going on.
The eyes are the same too, kinda.
Semi-stroke face.
Hmm.
Hair similar.
She's got a...
It really does look the same.
Big old lady tuft on top of her.
They probably
grabbing.
Both wear diapers.
The only thing is in that picture on the right, she doesn't realize where she is.
Yeah.
Well, the first 3 years of in the last 3 years of your life are probably pretty similar.
Oh, yeah definitely just a lot of shitting yourself.
Yep. Pissing, shitting.
Yeah.
Embarrassing yourself.
Yeah.
Throwing things.
Guess a zoom on that one.
Choking on food.
Choking on mushed up peas.
Being escorted places.
Sucking dick with no teeth.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes forcefully.
Sometimes on the occasion.
Moving on. The Backstreet Boys celebrated their 19th anniversary.
Ew.
Mm.
That's crazy. That one shocks me.
What?
That one shocks me.
Backstreet Boys?
That is 19 years already?
Because they didn't get popular until the late 90s, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't really know they were around.
Yeah. Sonic is 21 years old.
Oh.
The burger joint?
Yeah.
No.
That should be open by
open?
Next week.
No,
next
week?
It wasn't.
Did
open.
You talk to somebody?
It just looks like it would be.
Oh, it just looks like it. Yeah.
What is it?
Who's there? Boy Meets World has been off the air long enough for Corey and Topanga to have a 13-year-old child in the reboot.
And don't they?
Yeah, they're doing a reboot.
But don't they have a kid in it?
Okay.
That's what they're talking about.
And he's going to be 13 years old.
Good.
Going to school.
I think it's a girl, no?
She.
She?
Yeah, she.
I don't know, whatever.
It's a daughter.
Let's see Topanga. Bring her up.
I want to see a recent picture of Topanga.
Let's see them tits. I want to see her and Jodie Sweetin in a fucking...
In a tit off.
Tit off.
What is her name?
Titillating.
Fisher? Fisher or something. Just put Topanga.
Amy Fisher?
Amy Fisher.
Fischel. Daniel Fischel. Milton Fishman super stud.
And I'm not gonna stop crying until I put it. There all it is.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go for that.
All oh, right.
God, if that's recent, I'm happy.
Coming to yeehaw.
yeah.
Ooh, is that see
through? Oh wait.
Well, there's a nice before.
That's yeah, look at them big old hoggers.
Hogger.
Dude, seriously, Topanga was some serious whack off material.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And even now.
Jesus Christ.
What?
I would pee in her butt.
Darryl, you never wrote one out, The Boy Meets World, before?
No, I never watched it.
Faggot.
Sorry.
Faggot.
It's saying here, Lisa Turtle made her return to TV.
Oh, God. Can you show
and
the
I really wish she was a turtle so she could duck that melon in her
Look
fucking
at
body.
How nasty
oh,
she
my
looks.
God.
It's so disgusting.
She yeah. looks like she could be in the musical Cats without makeup.
Yeah. She's pretty
at the
nasty.
Winter Garden Theater.
What the fuck happened to her face?
Like, she was actually halfway attractive back in the day.
Oh, my God.
And now she looks like she's got fucking screech semen all over her fucking forehead.
She probably does.
Screech semen. Screeching semen.
What happened to her?
From his bad. From his she got a hold of Michael Jackson's doctors and shit. That nose, why would you get a wider nose if you're black?
Yeah, her nose got blacker. Steve.
Yeah.
Yes. Send that to my phone.
Let's get that on screen, region.
Yeah,
right
if you're black, dude, sorry, why would you want a wider nose? Like, I don't get that.
I don't get it either. Oh, scary. That's a scary picture.
Jesus.
Butnick.
Math high school picture.
We're driving people insane here with, I got Topanga on the screen region, and yep. I got you showing pictures of weirdos, and then I got a split screen on the side. So I'm just going to keep Topanga up here for the rest of the show.
Beans from Look Even Stevens there joined Facebook. I don't know what that means.
There isn't many girls in the world that I would literally let poop on my face. She's one.
Oh.
Like, I want her to shit on me. Now.
I would put my nose in her butt and pull it out, covered in soft serve butt cream.
Like, if she
butt
was like,
cream.
If she was like, Kev, I just had Taco Bell. And Kev, I really got a fart right now. Would you stick your nose right in her hole?
I would not stick my nose in her hole. I would put my whole mouth around her anus.
And you would suck her fart out of her butt.
Use her ass as a breathing apparatus.
Yeah, like she wouldn't have to squeeze the fart. It would just go.
You would just walk around. It would just look like she's sitting on your shoulders.
And like your head would just get bigger.
You would ingest her shit and shit out her shit.
Yeah.
I would not only shit out her shit, but I would contort myself so that I could reconsume her shit.
That's romantic.
Wait, how amazing would it be if you could suck the fart out of her butt and then fart her fart out of your ass? Like a train fart.
Transfer.
So now we're getting into some like...
weird science shit.
Like human centipede shit.
I want to try that.
It's a whole new level.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to leave Topanga up here.
Yeah, can we get Lisa Turtle off with us?
Yeah.
One? Yeah, she's fucking disgusting. Her.
She really does look horrendous.
She's Lindsay one reason why I won't bang black.
I still would do Lindsay Lohan in that picture.
Can we get a side-by-side of the fucking crazy ginger and the Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
But I was going to say that
because they
again.
Both played crazy redheaded little kids in movies.
Wait, what crazy ginger?
The other guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah. Then they have a thing about Super Nintendo has now been released closer to when we landed on the moon than to today.
So the date of the release of Super Nintendo.
I don't know.
Yeah, then I guess implying that there was a moon landing then. Yeah.
That's fake.
Fuck you, conspiracy.
They got a picture of Obama's kids. Don't care.
Obama?
No. Obama's kids.
AOL Instant Messenger.
Hold on a second. Wait. Go back to that. Like, it's been 4 years, and they were young kids. Of course they're going to look different now. You don't feel older because of that.
Prove it.
Oh, look at how old his kids have gotten. Like, they're not, you know...
That's 2008.
Uh-huh.
That's 2000.
Oh, they look almost exactly the same.
Oh, put Lisa Turtle back on the screen.
Sorry,
Obama. You got some ugly
ass
kids.
It looks like they go tanning.
It looks like
they
get
do.
Spray
they
painted.
They have like an orangey.
They have very, yeah, they do.
They get spray painted.
Oh,
my God.
AOL Instant Messenger just about died. The entire staff was cut in March. So what, is AIM going under, I guess?
Guess so.
No, good old AIM.
Do you still have it on your computer, Matt?
I certainly do.
Do you still use it?
All every day. Only nerds still use it.
And it says
Smarter Child
actually died.
Are you familiar with Smarter Child?
No. I'm not either.
It was an IM bot where it had preset answers and you could talk to it. And like you couldn't have a conversation, but no matter what you wrote, it would have a response to it.
Oh.
So and, like a Magic 8-Ball?
And it was this pretty much.
So it was just kids basically going like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And it would say, that's not nice.
You shouldn't talk like that.
Yes. You kiss your mother with that mouth?
And then there, people created other ones for different services.
Obama's kids are ugly, most likely.
And then they said you will never see away messages ever again.
Signs point to yes.
And they have pictures of away messages.
Oh my God, Matt. Oh my God. Look at you. Seriously, I want to eat Matt's hand.
What? Chuck E. Cheese was redesigned?
It actually looks
horrendous.
Yeah. I think it looks better now.
No,
I know.
Horrendous.
I was just there and I didn't see this monstrosity.
That looks cooler to me. Like if I had a mouse that looked like that in my house,
you
I
know what?
Kill
it's
it.
Chuck E. Cheese. He's not supposed to be cool.
He is supposed to be cool.
No, he's not.
Why isn't he supposed to be cool?
He's not supposed to be that. And by the way, that's not cool.
Quit hating on the Chuckster. This Chuck
it's a
rules.
Rat playing a fucking Les Paul. What
Les
what
Paul?
Is not
he's shredding, man.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Les Paul.
Yeah. Les cool.
I think it looks better.
By the way, Les
we
Paul.
We should put it on
the
Facebook
dead.
And let people judge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, going back to Panko.
And here's another one I didn't see. Wendy's.
Oh,
went,
yeah.
Went from.
I Wendy. Think it looks better now, too.
You know what?
Yeah, this actually does look better.
That's the original logo that I still see. I haven't seen this new one. And the new one is right here. Mm-hmm.
Steve, would you?
It
I
looks
think the
like
new symbol looks better.
You know what it looks like? It looks like they just dolled up Lindsay Lohan's mugshot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And, and threw that up there. Let's, can we get a comparison with that? Oh!
I don't know if I still have.
Oh, my God.
We got to go through everything. Fucking,
oh, yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, pretty much. 16 years ago, Nintendo released the N64. Never had it. In 2012, Nintendo released the Wii U. Don't know what that has to do with anything. Kids born today will have no idea what these taste like. That is false. And it's a bunch of Hostess things because they're coming back.
Probably at the time of the when they made...
Matt, you are making a mess.
Matt is horrendous at everything.
Matt is a lucky devil. That sandwich
and it
great.
Says, and if none of those made you feel old, then just remember, starting next year, kids born in 2000 will be teenagers.
That's
good for them.
Do you know what? 2000 doesn't bother me. It was when 1990 became like kids are in school and as the 90. Are you okay, Matt?
Like I drink,
yeah,
with, I drink with people that were born in 1990. You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what's that?
Like 1990, I was like fucking whacking it.
Whacking it.
Whacking. Whacking in my
1990. No, a little longer than that.
Wah, wah, wah.
Even a little earlier than that.
So Topanga's staying up there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Did you see this picture
she's
that Matt's got
light.
Up there?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
So you're telling me right now, if poop did fell out of her ass, you wouldn't scoop it up and gobble
it? It looks like it easily could fall out of her ass with what she's wearing.
Yeah. I want to spread butter on her labia with a machete.
With a machete.
That's horrible.
Yeah, she's hot. Yeah, in case you didn't notice.
All right, what do you want to do? Want to take a break?
Why not? Let's regroup. Second hour, we come out stronger.
Okay.
We
shit out stronger. I think I might take a shit during the break.
Hit the bell, come out swinging.
Not before I piss.
I'm hungry.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
That was the greatest break ever.
Yeah, I like it when we have more fun on our breaks than we do the show.
That's true.
It's a toilet full of doo-doo and a handful of cash.
That's all you need, brother. Shit is so cash.
Ooh!
Shit
is so cash money.
Fuck yeah. All right, see Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com's website. Please be sure to check out CWERadio.com. They are nice enough to let us stream live on their little... Station.
CW.
That's right. And be sure to check out the Clutch and Wiggle experience and all our other friends there, the Courtesy Flush. And
Excuse me.
You know, Steve, with that hat on backwards, now it just looks like a bandana or something.
It does feel like it would be a really cool workout hat.
You think so?
Like, I could bust out some major
fucking
squats.
Yeah, if it was 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Dick.
Well, I'm just saying. It's a lovely hat.
It's a hat of lovely proportions.
It's, it covers your head. I'll give you that. That was Steve ripping a fart, by the way.
So,
in his beautiful Zubaz hat.
Yes. All the talk before about Topanga shitting and me letting her shit on me, you showed a picture of... a bunch of Asians,
yeah,
sitting around,
mm-hmm.
watching another Asian.
Yes, and they were all very nicely dressed. By
yes,
the way.
Yes,
evening gowns.
And even the one that was shitting was nicely dressed, but she was shitting on another Asian that was duct taped
and bound so they couldn't move,
mm-hmm.
and just drenched in diarrhea.
What does it all mean?
But the thing is like, the purpose of the duct tape wouldn't be necessary if Topanga was shitting on me.
Wow. No, you would be reaching in there for more.
I'd be welcoming, yeah. Like, if she was like, okay, like, I'm all done. I'd be like, no, you're not. Let me check.
If it stopped, you'd be in there with like a butter knife, like an old ketchup bottle.
Yeah, just scraping
just
the sides
trying to
of
get
corn.
It out. I'll get it. We'll break this loose.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Topanga. Poor Topanga.
Dig it out with a knife.
A knife. You call that a knife?
No.
Matt still got a whole Google search of Topanga pictures.
Something smells
good here.
I farted
pretty bad.
There's been a lot of farts down here.
Yeah, I know. It's been pretty awful.
We had a nice fart break.
Yeah. Kev had a huge
erection.
Okay. Okay.
Well, the erection is mediocre.
Baby names are abandoning the Bible.
Huh?
More and more baby names are abandoning traditional Bible names.
Like Paul?
More like made-up retarded names?
Yeah, or like
Leviticus?
Movie references and stuff like
so
that.
So no more like Austin?
Solomon?
Well, we have top 10 names for girls and guys for this year.
Uh-huh.
Not that it really matters, but I'll do a countdown. Number 10 is Madison for a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mia name. Is number 9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chloe or Chloe?
Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe at number 8. Number 7, Zoe or Zoe?
Zoe.
Yeah. Okay.
Zoe Deschanel.
Number 6, Lily.
Lily.
See, that's like a reboot.
Lily?
A reboot name.
No.
Yeah, I know like older women that are named Lily.
Yeah, we're going to start seeing kids named like Hector and like Skip.
Lily was the character's...
Maud.
And what about Bob, the sister? Sister's name was Lily.
Okay. Lily seems like a kind of a timeless name.
Sure.
Yeah, you can see old people named Lily and little kids named Lily.
Lily is a beautiful flower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lily, Rose, Iris.
Yeah, stuff like that. Ava?
I like that name.
Yeah, I know you do. Isabella? Olivia?
Boo.
Emma? And number 1 is Sophia.
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 It's my cousin's name.
Boy's name. Number 10 is Jack.
Boo.
Me off.
Number 9 is Jaden.
Me off.
Got it. Number 8, Jacob.
Me
I wonder
off.
Why. Jacob.
Wait,
he killed Jesus.
Jaden? Did you say?
Yes, Jaden was number 9.
Isn't it a girl's name?
I guess not. I don't know.
It's like a unisex.
Then we got Jacob, I'm sure because of Twilight.
Faggot.
All those 16 and pregnants.
Yeah.
Number 7, Lucas. Number 6, Noah. 5 is Mason.
Dixon line.
And then we have Liam, Ethan, I'm an asshole. Ethan. Sorry. Number 2, Jackson.
Atheist.
And number 1, Aiden.
A-I-D-E-N.
Aiden.
These names aren't very
Jackson,
obscure, though.
You have Jack and Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson. Yeah, Jack is number 10. Jackson is number 2.
Horrendous. So you're telling me more people are named Jackson than Jack?
Steve, your farts actually smell like Lysol spray.
Yeah.
It smells like a bathroom that got Lysol.
There's something wrong.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
No, it's not.
It's okay to have good smelling farts. I've
no, you ever
before.
Go in a bathroom
I'm
and it
pretty sure
smells like Lysol and shit?
Pretty sure that means your kidneys are failing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Right now. So you need to just drink the pain away.
All right, I will. First off, Jackson is only popular because of Sons of Anarchy. It's crazy
how
names are. Yeah, names are popular because of...
Obviously.
Like, well, yeah, and people used to name kids after
singers. Like American culture bullshit.
That's been going on for a long time.
Ooh. I want to know when Steve makes a comeback.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
I hope never.
Dude, I think people are getting away from Steve, Michael.
I wonder if there's a list of like the most popular names ever.
Because
I'm sure my name is pretty high up on that
motherfucking
list. Because there was a point in time where I hung out with and worked, and there was like 17 Steves in one room.
Yeah. And they're all fucked up for some reason.
All fucked up.
I think it's
but they're not as.
I feel like Derek. Out of us, Derek is the only somewhat uncommon name.
Yeah, it is my grandmother's maiden name.
Oh.
So she was Rose Derek.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she was Derek Rose.
No. No. It fucking stinks over here.
Oh my God,
like really bad.
Crack the door.
You probably should.
Like Bo Derek.
It's my father's middle name and my first name.
Oh.
How about that? It fucking stinks.
Well, I can't think of many Derek's that I like, actually.
Wow. Including me.
I've been trying to think. Like I know quite a few Dereks that I absolutely can't stand.
I would like Derek more if his nose wasn't so strong.
Wow.
And if he didn't like the pixie so much.
I know two Dereks.
Uh-huh. Wow. And I'm going with all variants of the spelling. So.
One fuck
is
you, Derek.
One is right here and the other one spews oil.
Ooh.
Oh, Texas.
I'm a Texas man.
Okay. Yeah, that's cute.
I don't really know anyone else named Derek. I know of.
Yeah.
But I don't know personally.
You're fanning doo-doo smell everywhere now.
Yeah, I know. Just think about it. Like, if you were throwing the diarrhea at the fan,
it's going up,
it's
though.
Just getting knocked down back at
it's,
us.
It's going up, though.
I guess so.
Well, I can't smell anymore, so it's working. There's a whole thing here.
All I smell is congestion and doo-doo.
Diarrhea.
There's a whole article on, like, fake words
okay,
that people
let's
are
hear.
Using.
Combo words and stuff?
Yeah. Like, the title of the article is, one of my mains is so adorkable that it's literally cray-cray not to be jelly of her.
That's horrend.
Yeah.
Horrend.
Are you cereal?
It's basically all these made-up words that are,
the kids
are using.
Yeah, the new slang.
Like
cray-cray
and jelly instead of jealous. It's just these weird little, I guess we did it, too. I don't know. Did we do it?
Yeah, there were words.
To an extension?
Yeah,
but ours were, like, funny. We
yeah,
like,
we said, like, nigga.
Well, it was funny.
Okay.
It was funny to you then. I'm sure these are funny to them now.
Here's the thing, though.
We really didn't do it.
We didn't litter, like, a whole sentence with these things like that.
That's what you think.
I don't think we did.
I got to admit, I do use some of these terms. As gay as it sounds. I just left a comment on... one of the courtesy flush guys,
yeah,
Facebooks, and
which
said that he was jelly of something.
Yeah, but you wouldn't like use five different words in a sentence.
You're also like masking your homosexuality by having a family.
Yes, so
that's true.
Are you jelly?
I'm not jelly.
Must be jam then, because jelly don't jiggle like that.
So what do we got?
Well, those ones that I just went through.
Dude, you are just a.
What am I? I want to hear it.
No, you're sick. What are you?
You're sick.
Yes.
What are you?
Some top offenders nice. Here, according to this lady who wrote this. Adorkable.
Horrendous.
Which is an adorable, dorky person.
Really?
Amazeballs.
Oh, come on.
Is that when you strategically shave your pubic hair into a...
Yeah.
That is
an amazeable.
Into
balls.
Cray or cray-cray.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Why?
That's like a song. I knew a girl... who would say that and not ironically, like, actually use it. And every time she did, all I could think about was just smashing her face.
I was going to say punching her
yeah,
face.
Yeah, with a rock.
Yeah. I think Cray Cray came from that song Jay-Z sings or something.
Probably.
No, fuck him.
Cray Cray Cray. Totes, Jelly, YOLO, Froyo. Well, Froyo is something else.
What the hell's Froyo?
Froyo is frozen yogurt.
Yeah,
that's
not what
kind
they
of
mean,
like
though.
A, yeah. What do you think they're talking about?
I don't know.
Jizz, cold jizz.
The whole YOLO thing, one of my favorite things to do if I have nothing to do is to just Twitter search YOLO and see what comes up.
All these 14-year-old kids.
Some of the funniest shit that you'll, like, just to
took,
see.
Took a dump and didn't flush the toilet. YOLO.
Fuck it, YOLO.
I'm going to make my mom flush this one. YOLO.
You only dump once.
YOLO.
Oh, shit.
Every 3 hours.
Or one for me. Yeah, give us some YOLOs, Kev.
I'm on it.
You look that up.
That whole YOLO thing is really fucking stupid.
So, it says don't exceed 4 pills in a day, and I took 5. YOLO.
YOLO.
Horrendous.
Wow.
The way you say YOLO definitely makes it better. Bro.
YOLO.
YOLO.
What's up, YOLO? Oh, my God.
This is horrible.
But is that somebody like, making fun of it, or is that real?
That's real.
It's hard to tell.
Let me tell you.
Because there's going to be scatterings of people just making
no,
fun of it.
No, she means it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's Team Follow Back.
Okay. Anybody that's part of Team Follow Back is probably saying that seriously.
Yeah, you're not being ironic at all.
No. Got any
like
more?
People will like tweet like, oh, just drank 12 beers going driving around. YOLO.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, there's that one story about the guy who killed everyone in his car by drunk driving. And just before, like 15 minutes before he crashed the car, was tweeting that he was drinking and driving at the same time.
And, YOLO. And hashtag
YOLO.
YOLO.
Hashtag YOLO. YOLO. And he's about to find out for sure.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
I don't even know how to say this one. J-E-A-H. Jia?
Jia.
Jia?
Like chia.
Yeah. It's like a mixing good and yeah into one word. Jia.
Horrendous.
Or gya. I don't get that.
Yay. How about that? How's that? That's not
yeah.
good.
Mains refers to a close, tight-knit group of people.
Wait, what was that? Mains?
Mains. Oh. Like the word main with an S. Yeah. Like, you know, my sister is one of my mains.
Stupid.
Mm.
Digging an underground route from my house to Taco Bell so I can get free food after hours. YOLO.
YOLO.
Okay.
I don't think he's actually doing that, though.
Mm-mm. No.
I like
not
the ridiculous ones, like, you know.
I'm pregnant, everyone. Sorry to say. Baby on the way. YOLO.
Is that real?
Yes.
Wow.
Cutting the tag off the mattress. YOLO.
Oh, shit.
Holy crap.
This one just says, wearing a YOLO shirt to my funeral. Hashtag YOLO.
Oh, my God.
You guys are my mains, by the way.
Yeah, I would say so.
Y'all my mains totes.
In fact, we were discussing earlier about what we're doing tomorrow for New
NYE.
Year's Eve. And I happened to mention to Steve that you guys are my only friends.
Wow.
And I believe you laughed at me.
We did.
I did.
Wow. You did.
We have in the past.
I'm just glad we finally settled on what we're doing.
Did we? Because I don't even remember.
We're going to my house.
Oh, okay, I forot.
Party at Steve's.
Yeah, chubby asses.
I'll bring
chubby
the beers.
I got to be there with my mains.
Yeah.
YOLO.
That's right.
Getting my head stuck in a pickle jar and telling people I'm an astronaut. YOLO. I don't think that one's real.
I don't think so either. That'd be big pickle jar or little head.
Big fucking pickle. That's a big fucking pickle. Well, this guy's got a pretty tiny head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a Goomba.
Goomba.
All right, I'm done with this thing.
You know what? You just made me think of something that I saw last night.
Go for it.
And I've seen it before, but you know how every now and then an old video game will turn up that's like just a total ripoff. They made a game for another system that was only on one system, and it's like horrendous.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to send you a link.
Okay.
And it is...
Do it up, YOLO.
All right, hold on. Somebody just wrote out the lyrics to Waterfalls by TLC.
Nice.
And they wrote, fuck that, YOLO.
Nice. But anyway, it's Mario on the Genesis.
Okay.
And it's...
Mario on Genesis?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. it's fucking horrendous. Like, I'm actually, like... I was blown away by it because I hadn't seen it in a while.
Hashtag worst memories of 2012. Farting on your girlfriend and eating hamster food in the same night was a bit of a low point. I believe it's called YOLO.
What? Yeah. Hamster food.
Do you eat any of your hamster's food?
I don't, but every time I put it in there, within 10 minutes, it's gone. So I thought she was eating it, but I was watching her today because I had nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. And she actually hoards it all in her big fat cheeks. And then she goes down to the corner of the cage and stuffs it in the corner.
So she's not even eating?
She's like storing it down below, I guess, so she can get it easier.
I think it's because it's so goddamn cold down there. It's
cold.
Preparing for hibernation.
She's making a hot meal.
Yeah.
All right, check your Facebook, Derek.
Will do.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners did play, you know, the original Mario on Nintendo.
Never heard of it.
And, or at least the original Super Mario Brothers. This is... a Sega remake. I think they just took a different game and just completely skinned it, which means they just took the graphics and replaced all of them. But get ready. Mario!
Doesn't look too bad right now.
Get ready.
Oh, Jesus.
That's horrible.
What happened?
What
happened? Why did he get hurt when he jumped on that turtle?
I don't know.
Why is he throwing boxes at Goombas? Why is he collecting diamonds?
This is
how can somebody jump through the bricks?
Somebody just made this, right? Like
yeah, this is like homebrew.
Okay, yeah.
But I think it was actually sold. Like, what is this?
Oh, this is horrific.
Let me.
This breaks every law of Mario physics.
It really does. All right, if you can skip.
Apparently, he can't die, and he started off big.
Yeah, there is no power ups, no mushrooms or anything like that you can get to. Okay, go to.
This makes me want
to
play Mario too.
Yo, guys, this shit cray.
This is cray cray.
And if you're still listening to the show, YOLO.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look at where the fireballs. Nope. There's supposed to be fireballs on all those blocks.
Oh, look.
He jumps through the ceiling.
Yeah, through the ceiling.
Look at Bowser looking badass in the back from Mario World.
Yeah.
I think they took...
He can't jump. What happened? He got stuck in the block? Why is there a fist on the bottom of the screen?
I have no idea.
Listen to the music, too. It sounds like Reggae.
Gloves, bro.
And here comes Bowser.
Oh, shit.
Now watch him, like, teleport. Every now and then, he just appears on the same line. Oh, whoa. What the fuck? Like, how did that happen?
Yo, throw that fucking box at him.
This is really
cool. Yo, shoot some fireball.
Whoever made this, how dare you?
Seriously.
How many views does this have?
Too many. 412,000.
Wow.
That's not enough. Let's get this up on our Facebook so
if
we
you
can
just
make
go
it 412,612.
Go on
YouTube, but Mario Genesis.
Yeah, Mario Genesis.
Oh, God.
That was really bad.
Listen to the music, though.
I'd rather not.
Derek, me and Matt used to have hours of arguments on which is better, Super Nintendo or Genesis.
Oh, Super Nintendo all the way.
Oh, yeah, but I always pick Genesis to piss Matt off. But I bet you
sounds about right.
But I bet you Matt thinks that I believe myself to this day.
No.
Oh, okay, good. Though we always did agree that the sports games were better on Sega.
Yeah, there are certain games on Genesis that were better because of frame rate, maybe. There's no game that looked better on Genesis. It couldn't. But there are games that were smoother and ran better, I should say. Mm. But there's no games that looked
Genesis
or sounded
remotes
better.
Rule too, by the way.
The what?
Genesis remotes.
Remotes. The Genesis the Genesis default remote is one of the worst controllers ever.
Yeah.
But the six
not as bad as the
six button one is very good.
Xbox controllers are the shit.
Yeah, they're horrendous.
I take it this might be a song lyric.
Oh.
What's that?
Texting while driving. YOLO. Forever alone. Solo. Marco. Polo.
Mm.
Condom broke. Oh no. You like men. Homo. Oh. Bitch is crazy. Faux show. Run, nigga, run. Po, po.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
I'm uncomfortable.
And the show
Derek, by the way, did you see the picture of my car?
Of your car?
Hey, Steve got Steve's chick smashed up their car.
Yeah. Did she?
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, what was that?
In the same day, driving to the same place, both me and Steve's wife got into car accidents.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is it bad?
Yeah, it's getting totaled out.
Really?
Yeah, buddy. I can only hope and pray that they give me enough money to get a new one.
Is that why you couldn't come here for New Year's Eve? Because you don't have the car?
Well, I mean, it's drivable, but it's definitely getting totaled out.
Why don't you get two shitty cars?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Crash my car and bought two shitty cars with the money.
YOLO.
YOLO.
It's my money and I want it now. YOLO.
Yes. Wow. I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now.
Cash now.
Gigi Wentworth.
This girl is predicting that her New Year's is going to be pretty wild.
Oh, good.
You want to know how I know?
Yes.
Because she wrote tomorrow is definitely going to be a YOLO night.
Ooh.
She's letting everybody know.
You only live once, so you might as well make it short.
Yeah. And you might as well get really drunk and... choke on somebody's dick and throw up all over the place.
Yes. On someone's dick.
Yes. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Ooh, I almost shit.
Fuck my English teacher for being the only one to assign homework over the break. Hashtag, I'm not doing it. Hashtag, YOLO.
Oh,
oh, what a rebel.
Double hash.
In fact, I'm going to retweet her and tell her she's a rebel.
Do it.
She won't, she won't even know what to do.
Do it from the show.
She'll be like, who is this guy? I don't even know. My God. Concord, Massachusetts. Massive two tits.
Massive two shits.
Is banning single-serving water bottles.
What?
Single-serving plastic water bottles will soon be stripped from the shelves of stores, restaurants, and vending machines in Concord as businesses prepare for the town's ban on the sale of such containers to take effect Tuesday. Basically, they got together and saying that These single-serving water containers are damaging the environment, and they should not be allowed. And it fucking smells. And now it's going to smell even worse. Jesus Christ.
Wait a second.
So they're only banning it because it's ruining the earth.
I feel bad they had to breathe in for that. That's the worst. When something smells and then you got to sneeze, you're like, I don't want to breathe it in.
Okay. let's.
So,
hang on.
Let's do an Aristocrats.
Hang on. Matt's getting pissed.
Aristocrats rewind on this.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I mean.
What about it?
Hey, I didn't make the law. Don't look at me. I guess in their town,
yeah,
they feel that the single-serving waters are a waste of plastic and resources.
Okay.
And that you'd be better off buying larger containers or
now,
reusable containers.
Now, here's my question.
Okay.
Is this going to make the companies that make the bottles make any less bottles?
Well, what it will do, and again, I'm just speaking on their behalf. This is not my feelings. I'm assuming that they,
yes, it is.
What they are hoping that will happen is that other cities, towns, states, whatever, will hop on board and eventually force companies to stop producing.
Be a bunch of fucking homos.
Yeah, basically.
Just deal with it. They're fucking bottles.
Yeah.
What are they going to drink the water out of now? Cups? Plastic cups? Glass cups?
Reusable.
Drinking out of cups.
Reusable bottles. That.
Yeah. So they're just going to transfer out of their gallon jugs all day?
Let's see
how old that gets.
Yeah.
Let's see what
happens. You know what? We did it for how long?
Hasn't gotten old for me.
Yeah. Hey,
These water bottles have existed the entire time we've been alive.
Not in that.
They started
that
becoming
much.
Massively popular.
Yes.
In the last like 15.
Like
years
I never
or
had
so.
Water bottles growing up as a kid.
Yeah, it was
them.
Just probably expensive. Or
the
something.
Only time I was in contact with water is if it was raining or I was showering.
You were not healthy at all.
No, I wasn't.
Or a bidet in your ass.
Exactly. I wish.
Clean out that thing. But they have slowly made these plastic bottles thinner and flimsier over the years.
Oh, it's horrible.
And it's almost to the point where like the water is dissolving the bottle before you get to drink any of it.
If you squeeze it hard enough, the bottle will just pop open.
Seriously.
Like if you drink like a quarter of a bottle, the bottle actually starts to bend over your hand.
It does. Yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
But the cap is the thing that gets me. It's
and
like
you can't even
the
take
caps,
them off
too.
No more.
Yeah, I know.
Without squirting all over yourself.
Yeah. It actually like says on the bottles like this cap uses 30% less plastic, and like the cap uses more plastic than the rest of the bottle, apparently.
I guess so.
Because it's thicker.
Yeah.
But you know what I say? Just use them until we find something else.
Yeah. Well,
I say go back to the good old fashioned water fountain.
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah, just hygienic
have nice porcelain water fountains.
Yes, of course,
be good. I wouldn't mind it.
Hey, we used them as kids.
The water in high school tasted really good.
Ew,
yeah, especially
that's
after
the same water that runs through the pipes for the toilets. You know,
so is this the water that comes into your tap at home?
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, this is the first step. Of course, there are people.
I mean,
that are,
I know you're
basically
all in for it because you're a lefty.
Oh yeah, you know me. You know me.
Uncle fucking Cliff.
Well, here's a...
fiscal Cliff.
Yes. Here's a quote here. As a mother of three young kids, I'm in favor of banning assault weapons and school violence, not
water
harmless
bottles.
Water.
Well, they're not banning water, you idiot.
You know, as a father of three, I'm in
favor... She's on your side, though. So
yeah, but her reasoning is moronic.
Yeah. As a father of three, as I am, I'm in favor of banning assault weapons. And plastic water bottles.
Yes.
Because they're just as dangerous.
It says, it's a no-brainer. Our country needs to focus on the most important priorities facing humanity and its health and safety of our children. But basically, she's saying, you know, this is not a priority.
It's not. It isn't.
Like, there's a lot better things to be doing except for banning water bottles.
Yes.
Well, not in the lefty Derek's eyes.
No, I think they should all fucking burn in hell, all the water bottles.
Yeah.
But no, because that would create a hole in the ozone.
Oh, if you the hole in the ozone that
fire,
if you've read up
count.
On has gotten
what,
smaller.
What?
Said if you have more water than fire anyway, it just wouldn't
do it. It's hard. It's hard to do, but I'll do it.
And if you've done your research, the ozone, hole in the ozone, has gotten smaller.
Oh, that's good.
It's true.
Yeah, thanks to What was that?
Thanks to the naturally occurring things in the environment that shrink and grow the ozone layer.
Naturally. Wow. This show.
Thanks to YOLO.
That sucks.
You only ozone once.
You can't hit them all out of the park, Derek.
No, you can't. But you know what? There's a new record for hottest place on Earth.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Like average temperature, you're saying? And like the one that serves the hottest barbecue sauce.
No, it was it was the place where all those Asian girls were diarrheaing all over the face of the
because it was hot.
And
let's guess where it is.
All right, do you have a guess?
Well, just give me a clue.
I guess previously it was probably Death Valley.
Actually,
hottest recorded
it wasn't.
Temperature. Wasn't?
No. It was somewhere in
Mexico.
No.
It was like 136.
Libya. This 140. Northwestern tip of Libya.
What was the temperature?
I'll see it here.
You know, I saw this documentary about Libyans one time.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. They sold plutonium to the scientists.
That wasn't a documentary. That was the movie Back to the Future.
Wow, Derek, just
why did you squash him?
Are you sure?
Yes. No, I'm actually going with the bit.
Oh, Libyans. I mean, the Libyans are coming.
Pretty sure it was a documentary, and the scientist. See, he made this.
No. You see, that was a film that was made in Hollywood, California.
It was out of a car.
California.
And it could,
California.
Hollywood, California.
There was a flex capacitor.
That's not real.
He said in a documentary that he fell off his sink. He hit his head.
Kevin.
And
he fell off his sink.
And then
he bought plutonium from Libya. Wait a second. This doesn't sound like Back to the Future.
And the other guy started shaking a lot.
Yeah, actually,
Kevin's facts are like all jumbled up here. But anyway, where is the hottest place on
guess.
Earth?
Guess, Matt.
Matt, guess.
Thank you.
Right now?
Yeah.
Fucking Novosibirsk, Russia.
Wow. Polar opposite.
He made him a bomb from ping pong machine.
I'm going with the Jersey Shore.
You're going to Jersey Shore?
It's hot.
That's pretty hot.
Not that hot.
Okay.
It's going to be like at least 140 degrees.
134 degrees.
134. Okay.
In Death Valley.
That was previous.
No, that is now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now it's Death Valley. So
now it's Death Valley.
I thought the previous was like 136 degrees in Death Valley.
Oh.
I don't know how I know that, but that's what I thought it was.
You know that because that's where the Undertaker builds from.
Exactly.
You
and I checked the Farmer's Almanac for the history of the fucking weather.
You just like want to check up on the fucking Taker. I wonder how he's doing really today. Oh, there. It was hot there today. It was 136 degrees.
In your fan letters.
I read that it was 134 degrees in Death Valley. I hope you're keeping under your hat in the shade. I
hope you got your casket covering.
How do you maintain your pale complexion in sunny weather?
I was going to send you a plastic water bottle, but I can't.
It melted. It was too hot.
I wasn't allowed to buy it.
What?
I am from Massachusetts.
So where was it previously?
I told you, Libya.
Okay. Oh. What was that temperature?
Labia.
Doesn't say.
98.6 degrees.
Wow. Anyway, I really thought that.
This is a huge two-page article, so I just wanted to get
to the previous hottest temperature was Death Valley. I really thought that.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe the New York Times is wrong.
I just brought a great question.
It's all dry heat.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up.
What's your guy's favorite kind of pussy?
What?
Siamese?
Like, do you guys like the hidden meat? Do you like meat curtains? Do you like snail look?
Snail?
Yeah. What are you guys into?
Hidden meat.
Like, if you take a peach.
Hidden meat.
If you take a peach.
Okay.
And then you take an X-Acto knife.
Okay.
And just run down the peach.
You. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm with you.
So you like flat like she was sitting on it all day?
Yes.
See, I agree, but let's take that peach and turn it into a plum. And then,
oh, because you like the darker.
Oh, so you like it when they're not getting any blood flow down there.
Yes.
And it turns purple.
Yes.
What? See, I like meat curtains.
Yeah, he does.
Like, I like blinds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like those blinds behind you.
Oh.
Like that long.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like hanging down?
Like, I want a girl that if we chopped her legs off, could just walk out of the room on her labias.
Labias.
Like the old Scooby Doo's, like.
Yeah. So you essentially want like a battle wound.
Yes, I want a 12-gauge pussy.
You just want it to look like a fucking Philly cheesesteak gone wrong.
Yes. Yes, no cheese, though.
Cheese, no.
Like somebody took a normal pussy and threw a grenade in it.
Yes. Yes.
Or like
one
of those
the plum pussy that you like, but
there's
a grenade
exploding
in
cigars.
Looks like a frayed cartoon cigar.
Yes. I want it to be able to hug
and
me.
Just a little Bugs Bunny white flag waving.
Yeah. You want to be able to roll over in it. Like a blanket.
Yes. No, it's perfect.
Sleep and snuggle in it.
It's perfect. I always thought about like popping bubbles with it, like chewing gum. Oh, yeah. Like, I want to take
looks
the
like
lips.
A chewed satchel of Big League Chew.
Like, I, yeah, yeah. Like, I want to take the lips and just hear it go. As you rip it open a little bit to peek inside.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I want. But Matt's not adventurous. He just wants hidden meat.
Hidden meat? Well, no, because then it's like opening
surprise.
A gift
like
and
Christmas
then opening
morning.
Another gift inside. You know?
It's like, oh, look at this.
Oh,
it's
so you
perfect.
Like the, so you like the blooming onion.
Yeah, there you go. The blooming onion.
See, I personally, I don't want any, I don't want any extracurricular activity. Like, if I'm going in, I just want to go in. I don't want to have to move anything out of the way. I don't want any.
Get this over with.
See, I want
get the weed whacker.
I want the peel, and I want to hold these back.
Nice.
The blooming onion.
I want to be able to wear it as a sleep mask. Take a nap down there.
I want it to help with my sleep apnea.
Yes.
Keep my airway open.
Like earmuffs. Just put it right over. It's cold in here. Just put that in
burn.
There. Go to town. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to look like fucking Cobra Commander. there's a little laugh for you.
Anyway.
It's cute.
Just looks like she's melting. Hanging down.
Oh.
See, I want an unshucked clam.
Shucked.
Yes.
Or it sounds like you kind of want it to look like the face of a lobster.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Holy yeah.
Robert the Bruce.
Is that any good? You were trying to force it down my gullet.
Oh, that is... I was not. No, that is from Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where Obama
actually
from.
Brought here from Chicago.
With, from Obama himself, you lefty.
Yes. Obama came for Christmas Eve and he brought
well,
us
I'm
some
here for
some
Christmas
Scotch
Eve.
Ale from Chicago.
Yeah. I dig it.
Mm-hmm.
After these Smittics.
Oh.
It did, bitch. That looks like.
Is that Sunny?
It looks like the realtor that helped me get into my place.
Oh. Well, she is a 38-year-old teacher at a Christian academy in
Florida. Oh, boy.
And she was born a man.
And she was arrested for allegedly having sex with a 16-year-old student.
Allegedly.
After her husband tracked down her.
There's nothing
tracked
wrong
her down
with that.
To a secluded area through a GPS signal on her cell phone.
Yes. Wow, this guy went to some serious lengths.
I got news for you guys. The iPhones came with a new Find Your Friend feature.
Certainly did.
Don't turn it on if you have a spouse. Because they're going to be able to see you do shit.
Like bang a 16-year-old.
Like banging 16-year-old allegedly. Students. Allegedly. Innocent until proven guilty, of course. Mm-hmm. Amy Lou Neely.
Kneeled down on her knees.
She was arrested Sunday on felony sexual assault charges. Teenager told police that he drove the couple to a secluded area by West Centennial High, about a half mile from Neely's house, mm-hmm. on Saturday morning, where they engaged in sex.
Okay.
Neely's husband, using the GPS capability of his wife's cell phone, like an idiot she is, walked up to the car at about 10 a.m.
Ooh, walked right up to him.
Daylight sex. Wow.
Neely explained to the police that the 16-year-old, with whom she had been intimate on several occasions at her home, had kept asking for sex.
You don't understand. He just keeps asking.
Just keeps asking.
It's not my fault. He wanted it. Is that her, too?
Nope.
Is that pink?
Wait, we're going to another story already?
Yep.
Oh, because I would have.
Oh, wait, hang on.
I would have banged her. Her, yeah.
So.
Matt, would you?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
All right, but you got to think, like, you're a 16-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're fucking ready to just bang anyone.
I want to see a picture of her, preferably with areolas.
every yoglets.
Well, yeah. They usually don't include those in mugshots.
This isn't her with Ariel Olmos.
No, but this is a investigators with the something parish sheriff's office arrested a teacher
is that
from Tioga High School for alleged inappropriate sexual behavior from a student with a student from the school.
How old was the
27-year-old Heather Michelle Cooksey.
Ooh.
Mm.
She's almost mine.
She's arrested for two counts of carnal knowledge of a junior, of a juvenile.
I've heard that before.
Knowing
her bond has been set at $10,000, and the investigation is ongoing.
You can see that she was crying her fucking eyes out.
Yeah,
she got a red.
That or she just
nose.
Had a bad cold.
She looks like she got some nice titties.
Maybe.
She looks like that one actress. Can't think of a name.
Rolling with the homies.
And then we got.
Is that Rachel Dratch?
How often does this happen?
Well, this happened a lot this week, I guess.
I want it to happen with me.
Hoover police arrested a former Spain Park High School teacher for allegedly having sex with a former student.
She's the hottest one.
Stephanie Spain. Suggs Millard. Any 33.
Any relation to Terrell Suggs?
Sucks.
Is being held on bond totaling $30,000. She charged with two counts of engaging in a sexual act with a student under the age of 19. 19?
She looks like the love child of Courtney Cox and Rachel Dratch.
One second. Carnal knowledge of a juvenile is committed when a person is 17 years of age or older, has sexual intercourse with consent with a person who is 13 years of age or older, but less than 17 years of age, when the victim is not the spouse of the offender.
And so it's basically what we call
when the difference between of the age of the victim and the age of the offender is greater than 2 years, but less than 4 years.
Oh Jesus!
This is way too technical.
What's up with her eyes?
I don't know. They're
she's giving
weird.
You the fuck me eyes right now.
I won't comb them.
She definitely has a little bit of a disappearing chin.
And here, and she's another one that like this is a mugshot, and she still looks pretty good.
I want to comb them.
She looks better on the TV screen than she does on the...
Dude, it fucking smells in here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh.
Steve, you're taking all the sexy out of these stories by farting.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, let's just not talk for a little while.
Let's just enjoy the fucking odor. Okay.
Enjoy the fucking odor.
Doing all right there, Steve?
Yeah.
Do you do this on purpose? Do you eat stuff that'll...
I can't see your mouth.
That's you're funny. Talking. It's like I'm Garfield. He
Derek,
talks, but his mouth is.
Derek, I'm sending you something.
Oh boy,
he's sending me something.
Yes.
Is it a fart
from the boss? All right.
From the boss?
Yeah. Yeah. You're fired, McGuire.
Hey, you know, Clutch was in here.
You're fired.
And he obviously has a very unique voice. And I think Derek, actually, after Clutch left, did a very good impression
of
Clutch.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I'm not going to do it.
Fuck.
I'm not going to make fun of our boss. Are you kidding me?
It's not making fun of him. It's kind of a tribute.
No, I'm not doing that. No. That's horrible. Am I supposed to read this, Steve?
I could do the imitation if you want.
What?
No, can't. You can't take my bit.
Well, no, I mean, I could do the imitation because it's spot on. I know how you did it.
He's taking my bit.
Don't take his bit.
Don't take his bit.
You better have something in the chamber that isn't his bit.
No, it's definitely. I could do all the right, whole, the whole
the
voice.
Pull the trigger, brother.
All right. Hello, my name is Clutch. I'm the governor of Northern Jersey. And I like McRibs, McMahon.
I have an impression I can do.
What was that?
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
They call me the Clutch Master. Derek, you've ruled the show long enough. Come on, get ready. You want a piece of me?
He's the boss that will clutch the world because he is the Clutch Master.
My name is Clutch.
Just let him put his helmet back on.
I'm the governor of Minnesota,
McMahon,
and I love a lot of McRibs, McMahon.
Vince McRib.
I'm Pajeria Clutch. You can't tell that. I'm like 6 years, 6 days old.
What? Pajeria Clutch. What?
Well, Maury, my favorite food is the McRib.
Well, I can't find a half.
Well, I have a big surprise for you. We couldn't get any McRibs, but you got, we got you a couple double cheeseburgers.
And we got you a one-size-fits-all hat, but it still doesn't fit you, kid.
And I got you a jar of barbecue sauce you can put on those burgers. It probably tastes just like it.
Thanks, Maury.
And who knows, this may be the last meal you have.
Thanks, Maury. Check me out on cweradio.com.
I'm sure you couldn't swallow a McRib in that martini straw esophagus you got.
Well, I have my mother chew it up and regurgitate it. That's why they call me Baby Bird.
Oh, Christ.
Yes.
People call me Clutch, but my legal name is Baby Bird.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Clutch says, Happy New Year, pink slips for all.
Yes.
Actually, first he wrote, pink slips for Al. And then he clarified Al. All. Yeah. Al's in trouble, guys. Oh, all.
Well, at least Al's taking the heat and we're fine.
That's at Clutch underscore 43 on Twitter.
The baby voice is Progeria Kids.
Yes.
And the Clutch Master is the Shock Master, which is an old WCW.
A really bad one. Yeah, look up Shock Master.
The Shock Master.
Look up Shock Master WCW on YouTube and see the most uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
Probably ever aired on television, period.
Yeah.
Not just wrestling. Mm-hmm. It was really bad.
Well, it's just one of those things that you'll never forget if you saw it as a kid, and you'll always wonder why it happened, and then when you find out why it happened, you're disappointed.
Yeah, and then JD says, ah, Tugboat.
Exactly. That guy. Yeah.
You don't have to be a wrestling fan to appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really bad. It was I love how, like, was Flair and Sid?
Yeah.
They were selling it. Like, they were just like, who is this
guy?
You
can hear, Flair in the background going, oh, no. Oh, God.
Well, the best is the British Bulldog's there and completely breaks.
Oh, yeah.
And just, he's cracking up and he's something like, that fucking guy just fell over.
He goes, did you say he fell on his fucking ass?
Did he say
fell on his bloody ass?
He did. But, he says that.
Sid doesn't break for a
second. No, not at all.
He just keeps blinking, right? Looking
keep
around.
Blinking.
No, because he knew his job was on the line.
And all Flair was doing was just going, woo!
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes.
My name is Clutch. I'm in fourth gear, big man.
Clutch, fourth gear.
I know.
Oh, anyway.
How you doing? My name is Clutch. I'm the governor of Minnesota. McRib me, McMahon.
You're ingested, McRib.
I'm gonna eat you, McRib.
McRibs are gross.
They are.
Nobody should eat them.
Never.
Yeah, I almost got one today, but
you should get one just for. I'm glad I had one.
Yeah, because you never know when there's gonna be another human disaster with this, mass fatalities that they're gonna have the meat to use for the McRib in abundance. What else we got? Anything?
2013 will be the first year since 1987 to have four different numbers.
Okay, all right.
How about that?
It's cute.
Okay. Wait, that's stupid.
Wait. The end.
Wait, so
well, that's it.
So 2013 is all three different numbers. It's the first time that'll happen since 1987.
Hey, that was the year I was born.
Hey, how about that?
Oh, that's great. That was at least 25 years.
Oh, man. A Florida woman is jailed on battery rap for allegedly striking her boyfriend after he, quote, finished first and stopped pleasuring her.
Wow.
Wait, did you say battery rap?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, my name is Alkaline, and I'm here to say...
I love you start power toys in a real good way.
You could start me in the cold any day.
Yeah. During their mutual oral sex session late last night. So basically, Jenny Scott, who's 50.
Hot?
No.
Aww.
Wait.
No, well, that's a small picture, but that's...
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Yeah, there we go. I'm Jenny Scott.
How you doing, y'all? My name's Jenny Scott. I beat the shit out of my boyfriend.
So, Jen Scott.
I'm in Section B, Trailer 12.
Yeah. Jen Scott. Jen Scott was booked into the Manatee County
allegedly.
Lockup. That's a bad name for a lockup. Misdemeanor charged. Mrs. Wiener charged.
Mr. Meaner.
Oh, yes.
So basically, they were 69 and he finished and was basically just like, get off my
bitch. Get off.
Yeah, and she was.
Beat it, whore.
Extremely intoxicated. And.
You keep eating my pussy, you son of a bitch.
Basically. Basically.
So get your tongue back in that box.
You ain't done yet, motherfucker. Come on, you take forever.
You ain't done till I come gravy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Put some gravy on that roast beef sandwich. Come on.
Wow.
Oh,
McRib.
Oh, McRib.
Oh. A Pizza Hut driver has been demoted for defending himself during an attack. Fox News picked up on the Glen Burnie incident where a pizza delivery driver for Pizza Hut was demoted and is currently looking for work for defending himself during an attack. Sam Swicegood, that's a cool name, mm-hmm. was attacked on December 17th by a group of five teens, and he defended himself with a part of a tent pole that was in his car. His attackers did not get any money or the pizzas, but Sam was demoted for violating a company policy on carrying weapons. It was a tent pole. He was told by Pizza Hut that he would no longer be allowed to drive for the company.
So now he delivers pizzas on a bicycle.
Yes. And he had been demoted to kitchen staff.
That's a demotion?
And yeah, his scheduled hours have been reduced.
It sounds like he did it on purpose to get out of fucking delivering pizzas.
Well, he probably did it to fucking... beat the shit out of these kids.
Well, that too.
You yeah. damn kids. You're dude, not all getting I my did. Money or my pizzas.
You're the kids that were whacking into the tool shed.
You're the kids that were trying to steal my pizzas.
These kids were whacking on my car. I'm just trying to deliver a damn pizza.
I started whacking them with a tent pole.
Whacking them my stuff crust.
I was whacking them with cheese.
And I got demoted. That's whack. What?
That's so whacked.
Now, if this guy
the
tweeted,
shit's whacked, yo.
If this guy tweeted about these unruly kids, mm-hmm. What do you think he would say?
I don't know.
I think it probably goes something like, "Yo, just had to fight these kids with a tent pole, but fuck it, YOLO."
YOLO.
They wanted my pizza. YOLO.
I had to defend his pizzas and his cash. YOLO.
You may take my pizzas, but you will never take my virginity.
I told what? Him, hashtag YOLO, you ooh. Only die once.
That's right.
YOLO.
That's it.
You only get demoted once.
That's right.
You know, when I worked at Pizza Hut, all I did was eat the breadsticks and personal
that's because you never worked at Pizza Hut.
All day. What?
He did.
No, he didn't really work, though.
Oh, well,
yeah. Dude, I hustled.
Oh, he hustled.
That place he thrived. That place thrived.
Derek, get a face again. Oh. Get a face again.
That place thrived on me.
You know what it thrived
your
on?
Your stomach thrived
you,
on it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
You just sitting in A1 yeah. all the time.
No. I sat there when I wasn't scheduled to work.
And we don't mean A1 sauce.
Yeah.
No. We mean the first booth.
Yeah, the one that had all the water guns hidden under it.
Yes.
No, when I was working there,
what
I
was your
hustled.
Job there?
I just did prep.
Morning.
Okay. All right.
I mainly did prep.
Mm-hmm. That's
no, I didn't
why
do morning the whole time. That was only for a couple of weeks.
Oh. Back when they actually used real dough for the pizzas. Now everything's
yeah.
frozen.
I used to do prep. Mm. I made pizzas, a couple. I worked all the time there.
Yeah, the whole bar in the back. Gone.
The
see
what?
Ya.
The whole bar.
Whole bar mixer.
Oh, yeah?
Adios.
Oh, they might still have it.
Mix the mix.
Man, why would they?
I'm going to ask. I know several managers.
Yes.
I know you do.
Do they still have the garbage pail full of garlic bread?
That I don't know. I think they took garlic bread off the menu.
No.
I think they might have.
I don't know. They might.
You got to talk to people you know and find out if they still fuck with people's pizzas.
I'm sure they wouldn't tell us if they did.
I'll just never forget. When
they're pretty tight ship now.
I'll never forget when the one dude.
Oh, we're doing this live? Are you actually calling Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I still know the number. 671-6800.
6800. Is there a garbage pail of garlic bread in Pizza Hut?
A what?
A garbage pail of garlic bread in Pizza Hut.
A garbage pail of garlic bread?
Yes.
They have like a bucket of garlic bread.
Yes! By the way, we're recording you and you're live on the air. I think you need to know that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What was the other question?
Oh. Hobart mixer. With people's pizzas.
Hobart mixer.
Oh, is the Hobart mixer still there?
Is there a Hobart mixer there?
What the fuck is that?
I guess it's gone.
I guess not.
The dough mixer.
Oh, I can't turn them on the air.
It's a dough mixer.
Oh, no, we don't use that.
Nah, we don't have dough.
All your dough comes in frozen?
She's on drugs.
It's not, I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for her.
It's frozen.
Like, then you'll get fired for that.
Okay.
It's mixed. It's like how Dunkin' Donuts doesn't make their donuts. They get baked in a factory and ship to Dunkin' Donuts, and then Dunkin' Donuts frosting on them.
That's actually not true.
No. You're blowing minds right now. All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
YOLO.
That's not true.
I'm gonna get fired. This isn't fair.
There's select Dunkin' Donuts in the area that makes the donuts.
That's a local Pizza Hut manager, by the way.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Dude, one time when GF said he had to make a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And we watched him literally go into the walk-in freezer with this pizza that he had stomped on with his boot and then scratched his testicles to the point where they were flaking off into the pizza.
Well, he had that rhino flake
syndrome. Yeah, he had rhino skin going on, like some kind of rash. He was like,
he also sprayed Titan spray on it, which is a degreaser. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, there's no way that they're not going to know.
Yeah.
It's not like Derek he did
quickly
it lightly.
Swiped that as it went
Yeah, no, he put it in and then I took it out and put a real one in.
Oh, you fooled him?
Yeah, I can't give that to people.
I would have liked to have seen if they did know.
They definitely would have. The Titan chemical is barbaric.
And then what happens?
They say,
this doesn't taste right. And you'd be like, all right, I'll get you another one. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. No, they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong? It smells and tastes like chemicals.
There was a second effort on that.
Yeah, I knew there was more in the juice there.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, there was a whole online outrage over Pizza Hut demoting this poor feller.
Let's just randomly call more people and just spot questions.
Yeah. Just call random restaurants and ask them.
Yeah, call someone.
Why?
I don't know.
Alisto Glatza.
Cool. Just call up somebody and ask them how their day was. Or something. No. I don't know.
And there's a bunch of people on Facebook posting, you know, that they're going to go to Papa John's and goodbye Pizza Hut. I can't believe your reaction. I will not be eating at Pizza Hut again.
Yeah, none of them mean it.
Yeah.
No. They're probably eating Pizza Hut.
I say we get Pizza Hut tomorrow.
I say we get it right now.
Whoa.
They're open for another half hour.
When's the last time you had Pizza Hut?
Last week. I got a pie.
Oh, I was actually here, like, thought you were going to say a couple years ago, but you're a pig.
No. Oh, no.
Derek's had it several times this year.
Yeah, Matt brought
it. I had
it
once with Derek.
Yeah.
This year. Wait, no. Did you get it? I picked it up?
I don't remember.
I haven't had actual Pizza Hut since I worked at Pizza Hut.
Mm. Well, that's pretty good.
I used to make my personals, but
I had it. Last time I think I had it was it here?
It was upstairs, yeah. I ordered it. Stuffed crust, right?
Yeah.
You got
wings.
And then I got the wings.
And the wings, wings.
Yeah, the wings.
Any more lightning round here? What happened to the lightning round?
Yeah, I don't know.
Lightning round was fun.
I like the sound.
Sorry, guys. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, we had a big gun.
I mean, Derek, it's not like Matt relieved you of some duty, so it's not like you don't have time to do this. Thank you.
Yes. What do we got?
A grandmother comes back from the dead just minutes before post-mortem after spending 3 days in the morgue.
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
This is a lie.
A grandmother has been brought back from the dead twice and has even survived spending 3 days in the morgue, as I just said.
When? The 61-year-old
Russian woman has been declared dead twice by doctors, but each time has come back to life. And one was minutes away from being cut open for her autopsy.
Wow.
Hardy Lemudia Stepadilaskaya.
Wow.
Spent 3 days laying in a freezing cold morgue while her family mourned the retired cook. She was a cook.
She was a kook.
She just opened her eyes.
She's a cunt.
The mother's eerie habit of returning to life.
Eerie habit.
Dude, that is weird.
Wait, where was this?
In Russia somewhere.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. Matt, I don't know where your justification is.
Because they don't have the same procedures we do here to verify if someone's dead.
Yeah. Oh. They're just like, oh, she's dead.
Okay. There's like a state the body can go in that appears to be dead.
They love their vodka.
But
you're not.
It's almost like a really deep sleep. It's like a coma, I guess you could say.
Anytime anyone's just snoozing, they're like, oh, well, they're dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't pass
cut
out.
Cut them open. Yeah.
Throw them on the pile.
Well,
don't
pass out
another one
at a party.
To sleep. We will use this one's blood.
I wonder if that goes on, too, if they're just like, use her for parts or whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
For parts.
Yeah. Like short circuit.
Quick, do an autopsy so we know she's dead.
Sell her on eBay and it says for parts.
Yeah.
Old woman's body for parts.
Lily 5 alive.
Buy it now, $35.
Lily 5 alive. Yeah, so this broad just jumped back up.
I had a car.
Can you imagine her reaction when she wakes up? She's naked in a morgue.
Well, this has happened before, so she's used to it by now.
She's like, oh, this again.
No.
I had a car like
no
that.
No more vodka for me this week.
Today.
Oh, who am I kidding?
Or you think she woke up and was like, I overslept again. I'm late for work.
What? Who's just sleepy?
You oversleep for 2 hours. They think you're dead.
You guys ever see the movie Christine?
No.
The car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had a car like that. It was a ghost.
What?
Yeah.
Not get off.
My
ghost 70, ride the whip.
My 76 Nova.
76 Nova with the greatest sound system in Middletown.
Yeah, I had wired a little mini speaker.
Yes.
And then put it in the center console.
Yeah.
But I changed the oil and I put Jolt Cola in it.
Yes. Yes, he tried to neutral
Why?
Drop it.
I was destroying. Why? Well, because I had gotten another car and I was destroying this one.
It wouldn't go.
And it wouldn't go. It actually ran better.
And Jolt Cola?
Yeah.
And shitty oil.
No,
right?
I put Jolt Cola and used 90 weight motor oil in it. And it ran better than it did before I did the oil change. And I would do anything. I would hold the gas pedal to the floor. And my friend clocked it on a stopwatch for 3 minutes. Just held it to the floor. And then I neutral dropped it. And it did nothing. It loved it. It wanted more.
It loved it.
So finally, after repeated attempts, I seized the rear in it. And it still drove fine. And after repeated attempts of destroying it, I finally got it towed to the junkyard. And halfway down Texas Road, local reference, it broke in half. The car broke in half and the ass slid into the woods and it was just dragging the front end down the fucking street.
Wow. Broke in half. And then the ass part of it lived for another 2 years in the woods.
The ass part regrew the front part of it.
It just didn't want to die. It just
part
didn't want to die. Ugh. I would be driving up Tyndall Road. And if you ever notice, going by
local
north,
reference.
It starts to incline a little
bit. There's a hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I used to be doing 45 miles an hour driving down that road, and I would look at my friend and be like, yo, we're not going to make it up this hill. So I would just drop it in the first gear.
Yes.
Oh. We have a frog dancing. I love to sing.
That thing is annoying, by the way.
Yeah.
It is very annoying.
It's like a Furby frog.
Kind of.
It's a frog bee.
A buddy of mine had a, I want to say an 85 Monte Carlo, and he was getting a new car and decided he just wanted to destroy the thing. So we took a day and he crashed it into a dumpster repeatedly, and then we smashed out all the windows and set the seats on fire. And then he also tried to neutral drop it and nothing happened. So when he finally got fed up, he was looking for somebody with a Sawzall because he wanted to cut the roof off. When he couldn't get that, he's like, well, I'm just going to drive this into the woods and leave it there. And
did he scratch off the VINs?
Nope.
So he got busted.
So he drove it into the woods, slashed all the tires, and then we went to White Castle.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, the township of Sayreville got in touch with him.
Did you drop something?
Yeah, he had to pay a $2,000 fine wow. and get the car pulled out of the woods.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
We I also there was a point I was before I got it towed away, actually, I had to put it back on the road because the car I bought blew a rear main seal in it. And there was no passenger seat because my friend took it for his Nova. So I used what the fuck?
It was a milk crate or something. Or
no,
like
it was
like a styrofoam case or something.
No, yeah, it was like the fucking thing you put beers in. The fuck.
Cooler?
That was a cooler. He's a cooler as a seat, and he wow. put a seatbelt on. There's no back support. So I stomped the gas, and he flew into the back seat.
Why wouldn't he just sit in the back seat?
That's what ended up happening. That's what. Well,
whether he liked it or not, that's yeah. what ended up happening.
And then I was driving down the road, and I put, like, these rims on it that, you know, obviously they weren't in stock. They were Outlaw 2s. Nice shiny chrome rims.
Outlaw 2.
But I didn't have the right size lug nuts. Right? So I'm driving down the street, and I make a turn, and the wheel, the fucking rear wheel flies off. So I had to get out and put a jack and jack the car out in the middle of the road. Then I put a sign on it and said, "We'll be back soon." And then what it was.
Well, you had to jack it up because you didn't want to damage your axle.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But we were only a couple blocks away from my friend's house.
BRB.
So what we did is we went and got his lawnmower, his driving lawnmower, and like.
And pushed it?
Like another jack. The car jack, mm-hmm. and we towed it like that. But when we came back to get it, there was a cop there that wasn't very happy that we just left it in the road with a fucking jack holding it up. I ruled.
Oh my God. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton has been admitted to a New York hospital for treatment of a blood clot.
Dead.
Nice.
State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah.
They're all dropping dead, man.
This happened. It just came out 22 minutes ago.
She got a room with
breaking news.
George H.W. Bush.
Breaking news.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He's on the way.
He's still
out.
In the hospital. Yeah, he's on the way out. Definitely.
Schwarzkopf just died.
Schwarzkopf.
Like, all those, history. All these people that were like our generation are going.
Oh, Morgan Schwarzkopf. That was.
Oh.
That was. that was the death gimmick for him.
Stormin.
Is that the one you got from Steve Number One?
It was a combination of two.
Because the one he sent me was gay.
What was it?
I'm trying to get it, but I'm with being gay. Continue.
Norman dead coffin.
No, it was like totally not funny. Huh. Oh, General Norman corpse coffin.
Corpse coffin, yeah.
It's stupid.
That's fine.
Schwartz corpse.
Mm-hmm.
I just answered him with a picture of my destroyed car.
In the course of a follow-up exam today, Secretary Clinton's doctors discovered a blood clot had formed stemming from the concussion she sustained several weeks ago. She's being treated with anticoagulants. And she is at the New York Presbyterian Hospital so that they can monitor the medication over the next 48 hours.
I don't think she's making it to the next round of elections.
Not
in any
rough.
Condition to be a president anyway.
Yeah, she looks pretty rough.
But all those people from our generation just fucking gone.
Well, that's
man.
What happens. They're all turning like 80 and yeah. stuff.
80 and that's yeah. about it.
They're old.
They say eat an onion a day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Keep everyone away from you.
See, John Kerry.
If no one's around you, then...
Well, Hillary Clinton doesn't need to eat an onion to keep people away.
Yeah.
Because her breath already smells like fish.
Yeah, John Kerry got elected Secretary of State.
Excuse me?
Nominated.
No, whatever. But he was like second choice and he full on knows it. So let's see how long
he
knows.
Oh, no, he
knows.
Yeah.
He's pretty old, too.
Wow. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think we should just fucking
access
wrap
one.
It up.
Yeah, it wasn't the best show we had.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go back and listen. It's going to be a lot better than we thought.
I hope so.
I didn't want Jody Sweet.
I haven't even listened to the show in like the past.
You are
three
bringing
months.
Down the numbers.
I am.
Yeah.
I download it. I just don't listen to it.
This was one of our weaker shows, but who fucking cares?
I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Whatever. Happy fucking New Year, everybody.
I'd like to thank Wacky Symbols for name for liking our page.
Oh, Jesus. Wacky Symbols.
Yeah.
Look at the size of Jody Sweeten's breasts.
big fake tits.
Maybe they are fake.
What? Dude, Steve, did you see the picture of her from the 25th anniversary?
The one we on the TV?
Her breasts are bigger than her head in that picture.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, I hear you talking, but all I hear is...
Those breasts still aren't bigger than Derek's, though.
No, mine are the biggest.
You guys are my meansies.
Yeah, Jody Sweetin. There you go. Everybody can say. It's plenty of Jody Sweetin here.
I gotta go pee.
Oh, click that.
Is that all? Kick,
do the one where she's pregnant.
Which one?
That one?
The sexy one.
The one where she's in the gray shirt.
Oh, yep. Yum.
Down and to the right.
Derek, you're into this fucking prego porn, aren't you?
Oh, I forgot. I'm on a delay. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you'll see it in a second.
Weird.
Ooh, my ears are sweating.
No, I'm not into prego. I just saw that and wanted to see it.
If you chop her belly off, I'd fuck her.
Yeah,
I'd like to fuck her between her hips and her belly.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
spit and flopping in there. And right.
She just looks like a normal person. That's the thing. It's like, is she really hot? No. Is she ugly? No.
She's just average.
She just looks like, you know, she just exists.
Yeah.
She just is. And
pretty
I like
much.
That.
Isn't she married to a hockey player or something?
She was married to a cop. Not anymore. I think she's really fucking hot.
Yeah, me too.
I like that one in the orange.
Yeah, no, she's not. She's good.
She's more than good. She's like good old fucking hot.
And for good old fashioned hot.
And for the record, Clutch, I don't think you have progeria. It's just the only impression I can do.
Oh, stop it. You could do lots of impressions.
You're right.
And you think the person's here. All right, we're going to go. RichardCrestRadio.com is a website. CWERadio.com is another website.
Don't forget that. Don't forget the,
what?
The text message.
The,
Well, I didn't know. Why didn't you just do it? I didn't know what this means.
EWPonderings.com.
We're giving a shout out to at John N.T. McJames.
What? And a shout out to the one and only Jer. The number one and only Jer on Twitter.
All right, goodbye.